following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM KXPN and ESPNSuperstation.com. High school football is on the air.
So Kearney Catholic will have one wideout to the right, three wideouts to the left, one back in the backfield with Ranky, who's in the shotgun. They put O'Brien in motion. High snap. Ranky comes up with it. Has to roll out to his right a little bit. He's looking downfield. He's got a man wide open and a cut at the 40-yard line. Look at his O'Brien. He makes the cut to the outside, picks up a block, and he's gone, folks. 82 yards for a touchdown.
Tonight, it's the Class C2 District 9 opener in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Cambridge Trojans. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Quick little pitch to the outside to Seeley, and Seeley's met right at the 50-yard line and dropped like a bad habit by Drew Butler. Butler closed that hole very, very quickly, and they're going to put the ball right on the 50-yard line.
Both squads enter district play rated in the top 10. Considered one of the toughest districts in C2, tonight's winner will have a leg up in their chase for a district title. It's the Stars and the Trojans coming up next, but first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of tonight's action, we take you live to Miles Field in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Miami's become the trendy team in the country,
going from here for the kind of off the radar as they play host to the Cambridge Trojans in a key district matchup. The first district matchup for both of these two teams. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us here on ESPN 1460, joined by my color analyst, Don Leese, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. And, Coach, last year, Kearney Catholic ruined homecoming at Cambridge, and I know the Trojans would just absolutely love to return the favor tonight.
Yeah, I think they would love to. I think they've had this game kind of circled on their calendar. And, you know, we went into their place last year, and, you know, Kearney Catholic came up with a big win last year. You know, it's district time again. First game of district for I think both teams and stuff. And you know, I think they're going to be looking there, you know, to get a little bit of revenge tonight.
And this is one of the key matchup in the state in Class C, because both these two teams are rated in the top 10. Depends which service you want to look at. But Kearney Catholic, number 9. Number 6, Cambridge. Cambridge comes in with a lot of tradition. Not a lot of C2 teams have the bus that we're looking at over there. You know, there's tour buses, not as nice as the Cambridge Trojans bus. They have a lot of tradition with football. And we were just kind of talking before we went on the air that we recognize, growing up in southwest Nebraska, both you and I kind of recognize a lot of names out there, because Cambridge has a lot of football tradition. A lot of their fathers were pretty darn good football teams a generation ago, and now they pick up kind of where they left off. This is a very quality team that Kearney Catholic's facing tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, they got Gus Peterson, who is the son of Tim Peterson, who, you know, played against us a few times. And
eventually went to Nebraska.
Yep, and went on to play for Nebraska and stuff, and, you know, and when he had his helmet off here for the coin flip and stuff, you could tell that was exactly the...
I cringed because I remember being hit so hard by his father that it was a flashback of some sort or another.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from what I've heard, he's, you know, a mirror image of Tim Peterson, and he hits hard too, and he hits the holes. Heck of a runner and a heck of a linebacker for him. So, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, we're going to have make sure that we put a hat on him every single time.
Yeah, he hits that hole hard, and he fills the hole just as hard when he's on defense. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe here for Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic, a little bit of injury issue, a couple other issues as well, but an injury issue. Jared Ranky, if people have been following Kearney Catholic football, know Jared's been a little banged up. He has a sore ankle, has a little bit of trouble moving to his right, to his left. But as of about 15 minutes ago, we heard from head coach Dave Colling that they are planning on having him start. Now, again, that was 15 minutes ago, and he told me at that time it still is a game-time decision. So after warm-ups and things like that, if he sees something that isn't going to work out, he may not start. And then we'd be going with Abe Clinch at quarterback. And Abe, pretty good quarterback, but he is just a freshman. So we're going to be a little bit slowed. Really kind of one of the strengths of this team has been at the quarterback position. And any way you slice it, it isn't going to be Jared Ranky at 100%.
No, and you know, when we were last on this field doing a game against Ravenna, Jared made a lot of plays for Kearney Catholic, and you know, he made some plays that, you know, you go, wow, I can't believe he just squirted through there and did those types of things. But it's a game time decision. You know, Kearney Catholic definitely needs, you know, Jared out there to play. And, you know, like you said, he's not going to be 100%, but, you know, maybe a 70, 80% Jared Reinke isn't too bad out there on the football field.
Well, it's certainly better than Jared Reinke sitting on the bench. But, again, if he can't go, Abe Clinch will step in. And it is going to change how plays are called, what the game plan is here for Kearney Catholic tonight. We'll see how that pans out. Well, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to step away and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to the two head coaches. In a moment, we'll talk with Dave Colling, the head coach of Kearney Catholic. We'll take a break right now and talk with Josh Graves, the head coach of the Cambridge Trojans, right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
If the price of hearing aids concerns you, then you need to see ENT Physicians of Kearney. Our university-trained audiologists can customize your hearing aid products to fit your budget, lifestyle, and needs. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we are ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we get ready for district play. And a big one to start things off is the Cambridge Trojans are in Kearney to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Trojans, Josh Graves. And I guess, coach, on the road is something you guys are getting used to, three road games here in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it was easy last year, and then as far as travel goes, and then they reversed it on us this year. So getting plenty of time in the bus.
Let's categorize where you think your team is. Again, you start off with that very tough game against the defending state champions in Blue Hill, and you guys have put together quite the little rivalry over the last three, 4 years, and you've bounced back with two pretty easy wins. What do you think of what your team has done so far?
We're just learning. We have so many kids that have never played varsity, so every week we've just been working on just getting better, improving our technique, improving our physicalness and our knowledge about what we're supposed to be doing. So it's just a process right now. We're definitely not there, but we're getting better every day. So I appreciate the kids working with doing that.
One of the things that we knew you'd have to address is the play on both offensive and defensive line. It looks like by your rushing numbers, the offensive line's doing okay. Oh, what would you say about how they're coming along?
Yeah, they've done a nice job, and Coach Painter and Coach Benson do a really good job preparing those guys each week for the different defenses that we'll see, and just spend a lot of time on working pad level and keeping the feet moving up front, and the kids know that we're going to have to be able to run the football. That's kind of our nature, physical style, wishbone offense, so they've embraced that, and we had a couple sophomores starting, and we'll actually have three sophomores starting on the offensive line come Friday night, and so it'll be an interesting challenge to see how those kids step up.
Talking with Cambridge coach Josh Graves here as they get ready for Kearney Catholic. Of course, at this level, most of the guys that are on the line on offense are on the line on defense. Does it translate, or is it a whole different ball of wax trying to teach these kids O-line and D-line?
The technique is a little bit different. You know, offensive line, we're trying to stay in tight, and defensive line, you're trying to get extension and not let the offensive line get to you. So the technique is different. The mentality is the same. You know, we're trying to get the kids to just be physical and be aggressive with their hands and making contact on the opponent right away. So, you know, about half and half, I suppose.
As we take a look, I guess if you followed Cambridge football for any length of time, this looks like another Cambridge football team. You line up, you run it at the other team, you have a couple of studs there, and looks like you're doing it again, led by Gus Peterson. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Gus has matured a lot this year, and this will be his third year as a starter. Well, he started about halfway through his freshman year, I should say. And He just runs hard, and he's really a key cog in our offense. We got to get the fullback going. If we can get the fullback going, then it opens up the running game for our halfback and for Hayden as well.
You go out of that bone look most of the time, as most folks know, and it's going to be totally different what Kearney Catholic throws at you. But before we get to them, tell me a little bit about your quarterback and linebacker in Hayden Ekberg. He's not expected to throw the ball much. Can he do that if he needs to, and how does he take advantage of what you do in the run game?
Yeah, he's an excellent runner, and, you know, really he's just a running back who we happen to snap the ball to, and he got 20 carries last week, and so I look for him to be a huge part of our running game, and he can throw the ball. We haven't needed to. We haven't asked that of him much this year. Last year against Dundee County, for example, 6 of 6 for 6 touchdowns and 240 yards or something like that. So it's there. It's just something that we haven't put in and we haven't worked on a lot yet.
The exact opposite of the spectrum is always when you play Kearney Catholic. Of course, they've got a new coach in Dave Colling. Do you see anything different as you look at film and what's going to concern you about the Stars?
Yeah, they've got a lot of speed, and Dave does a good job with them. I got a lot of respect for him and finds a way to use that speed to get to the perimeter and take advantage of that. So our biggest challenge probably will be matching up with their speed. Hopefully our linebackers are able to compose and contain Rinky a little bit, keep him in the pocket. If he gets out in the open field, I don't know if we have anybody that can catch him.
Again, we've talked with you many times getting ready for a game like this with Kearney Catholic and other district opponents. What are the specifically different problems when you play the Stars that they pose, since you really don't see another team like that? A lot of the teams you're playing, kind of like you, like to line up and run that ball as much as possible.
Yeah, it takes quite a bit of focus from our defense to make sure we're aligned in the correct spots for all their different formations. And, you know, then slightly different not only slightly different alignment, but slightly different technique as we're trying to stop some of their running game as well. So it's just been a good week of focus on defense, and hopefully they carry that over into the game on Friday.
Josh, is that more of a concern with some of your younger guys than maybe the guys that's seen it before?
Yeah. You know, we're pretty inexperienced linebackers and defensive backs. I mean, Hayden's a returning starter, but he played safety last year. Now he's playing outside linebacker. And Gus has moved to inside linebacker. So we just have a lot of kids that are new to those positions, and it will be really interesting to see how we adjust to what they throw at us on Friday. Hopefully they can handle it with great maturity.
Last question, Josh. Again, this district looks to be a juggernaut. Have you got a handle on it through three games yet?
You know, North Platte St. Pat's is really doing well over there, and Coach Dotson always does a good job with them too. And then Elm Creek having Derek Foster, you know, he's one of the best players in the state. They're a scary team. So, you know, it's going to be probably come down to which team can stay healthy, because there's a lot of pretty equal teams, and you start getting some kids banged up, that can really change the complexity of a team.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Safe travels, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll talk with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug.
That is Cambridge head football coach Josh Graves joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll come back and hear from Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling right after this. Time out.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. We're having some technical difficulties, so bear with us, and we'll continue kind of right where we left off. While we have this opportunity, if we don't do it now, we might be a little hard-pressed to get it in later. Let's give you our starting lineups. They were brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the Cambridge Trojans. Their offense will look like this, and they will go out of the wishbone formation. Their left tight end will be Cole Taylor. Taylor is a junior, 6'1", 180 pounds. Also making the start at left tackle, Justin Hamel. Hamel is a senior, 6'1", 190 pounds. And also at guard will be Anthony Rodriguez. He is a sophomore, 5'7", and 135 pounds. I'm betting, Coach Lease, that is a misprint.
Yeah, I would think that might be a misprint.
I think that might be a misprint, but it says 5'7", 135 pounds. We'll check on that. And the eye test I have looking down there doesn't seem that would be correct. But we'll try to check that. Catlin Rice will make the start at center. And Rice, pretty good football player, 6'1", 215 pounds. Alex McCurdy will be the right guard. He is a sophomore, 5'9", 175 pounds. Trevor Fleischer will start at right tackle. And Fleischer, a sophomore, 6'3", 225 pounds. The right tight end will be number 14, Connor Rich. He is 6'2", 170 pounds. The quarterback is Hayden Ekberg. Ekberg, 5'8", 175 pounds. The fullback in their wishbone formation, the guy that gets the ball a lot, it will be Gus Peterson. Peterson, a junior, 6'2", 195 pounds. Elvin Jackson will be one of the halfbacks. He is a senior, 6', 195 pounds. And Carson Farr, also a senior. He'll start at the other running back spot. He is, Farr is listed at 5'4", 125 pounds, and I'm not buying that one either.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. A lot of those guys will also be playing defense. The only additional defensive players will be defensive tackle Logan Baker. Baker is a junior, 6', 180 pounds. Seth Prosper will start as one of the safeties, and he is a senior, 5'11", 155 pounds. Now for the Kearney Catholic offense, it'll look like this. Jacob O'Brien will be one of the split outs. He's 5'6", 145 pounds, and a senior. Spencer Lowe will make the start as one of the split outs as well. Lowe, 5'9", sophomore, weighing 160 pounds. Jared Ranke, we do expect to play at quarterback. He is 6 foot tall, 180 pounds, and a senior. Drew Butler, 6'3", 165 pound junior, will start as one of the split ends as well. Colton Doerr will see some time in the backfield. He's 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. Chris Kasnowski will get a lot of the running work here tonight. He's 5'11", 180 pounds, and a senior on the line. Trevor Sparks, 5'10", 180 pound sophomore, will start a guard. The other guard will be Big Matt Bowman, 6'2", 230 pounds, and a senior. Also starting on the line tonight will be Jerome Stroop. Stroop, 5'10", 185 pounds, and a junior. Starting at tackle will be David Berknick, 5'9", 160 pounds, sophomore. The tackle, Hayden McKelvey, 5'10", 155 pounds, and a junior. And Anthony Donovan will be the center, 5'9", 155 pounds, and a sophomore. And you might be able to hear in the background, the Kearney Catholic Band has made their arrival and making their presence known here at Miles Field. And Coach Lease, we take a look at that line. Again, Kearney Catholic is going to have a very successful night up front, especially if they have a quarterback that really can't run the ball real well tonight.
Yeah, I think so too, Randy. It kind of looks like, they out-manned us up front, but, so did Ravenna a couple of weeks ago out-manned Kearney Catholic up front. So, hopefully Jared's back where he can, do a little bit of moving. Kearney Catholic's line's gonna have to do something up front.
Well, our technical difficulties have been taken care of. We're gonna step away for a little bit. When we come back, Dave Coleman, well, the head coach of Kearney Catholic, we'll hear from the coach.
Catholic welcomes in the Cambridge Trojans, and we're pleased to be joined by Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling again this week. Ranked in the state's top 10, a perfect 3-0, and Dave, I guess every single week it's been a little bit something different. Whatever the fans have expected, I think, has been different. How about from the coaching staff?
Yeah, I would say a little bit different. like I said, as far as I knew Donovan Trum would be very, very tough, and they were exactly that. And so, like I said, we were just thankful to get out of there with a win, and tonight's game is going to be a very, very tough game as well.
Anything that Donovan Trumbull did differently than you had seen the first couple of games that you've had to work on in practice this week?
As far as being just physical, and I knew they'd be physical, but they just beat us up front, bigger than, just beat us up front. both offensively and defensively. So we just stressed to the kids this week, we cannot get, you know, the D-line and the O-line are what's going to decide this game tonight. And we really stressed that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that will be the deciding factor. So,
Dave Colling joining us here, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. A lot of people would have thought that the game at Ravenna was pretty physical. This will be your third straight physical ball game, and you have been banged up a little bit. How is that affecting as you get ready for Cambridge here? And I guess we can start right there with your quarterback, Jared Reinke, who you're probably making a decision right before the game what he does.
Yeah, he's banged up. Like I said, we got a couple kids banged up, and Jared will be a game-time decision here. Whether he can go or not, I got a couple kids that are sick. So, like I said, we're not 100%, but you know that's football. You play with what you got, and I like what we got, and then we'll go from there.
If Jared can't go, what kind of a situation will that put you in, Coach?
You know it'll. You know Jared, of course, is as you've seen him the last three games. He can beat you with his arm, and he can beat you with his feet. So, we'll be going with the true freshman, Abe Clinch. And, Abe's a good athlete. Does he know all the plays Jared Reinke knows? No. So we'll have to do the things that will allow Abe to be successful.
This could be a quick game if you guys run the ball as much as Cambridge does, because obviously that's what they're going to want to line up and do.
Yeah, Cambridge is going to, you know Cambridge. That's their double tight wishbone team, and so that's what they're going to do. And like I said, we'll do what we have to do to be successful. And like I said, I guess that's about all I really can say about that. We won't have the ability to do all the things we could have done with Jared if Jared's not in there. But like I said, Abe's a good ball player, good quarterback, good athlete. So we'll be all right with Abe.
Dave Colling, the head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, as you get ready for this Cambridge ball club, could this be a game that your defense is just going to have to decide? Because, again, through three games, your defense has been pretty darn good.
Yeah, the defense has really, really stepped up. We got beat up front. Like I said, we got beat up in the trenches last week, both offensively and defensively, but especially defensively. And so we really need to play great defense this week. Like I said, it could be a little rainy. It sounds like a little bit Thursday and Friday. And so we just need to shore up. Like I said, last week we did. We had some mistakes on lining up again. We fix those mistakes. And like I've been preaching all week, I tell the kids, you got to believe in what we're telling you, because we're trying to get you in the right place to do the right things. And I think they bought into it again this week, so I'm really hoping they did.
Coach, we talked with Coach Graves about how different the styles are, especially offensively with Kearney Catholic and Cambridge. Is it easier to prepare for a team that just lines up and runs it at you? Because it's not that simple. They've got so many variations out of just a couple three formations.
Yeah, it's not like they run three plays and that's it. They have... they'll burn you with, they run a fullback out in the flats. They run their tight end pop, a couple different variations with the tight end. and you're looking at the option that they run, the fullback trap, stuff like that. So it's not just pull forward and get 5 yards. They have a method to the wishbone madness. And so it's a tough, it's very difficult to defend against. So we gotta, like I told our kids, you gotta trust your buddy and you know your assignment. And so you need to do your assignment. Don't worry about your buddy's assignment and do your job and we'll be fine. But if you go peeking and trying to do your buddy's job, you're gonna end up getting burned and then we're in trouble.
And last question, David, is the start of districts. Does that change anything, I guess?
It's a game we really would love to win. I mean, did it change anything as far as how we prepare? No, we're going to prepare each game the same. looking forward to only one game, and we'll take the next game, you know, next week. But it's an important game to us, yes.
Well, Dave,
homecoming for us also, and so it's a game we want to win.
Now, those are always fun for coaching staffs, I know.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, we wish you the best of luck as always. Thanks for giving us some time here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, hey, thanks, Doug.
That's Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups from Miles Field right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service.
Still, the national anthem has just concluded. We're just about to get this one underway. Randy Bushcutter with you along with Don Lease. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. A reminder for you on our sister station on Power 99, 98.9 FM, Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis have the call of Pleasanton and Hampton from Hampton, Nebraska tonight. They're probably just around kickoff as well. And Coach Lease, you take a look out there. A year ago, Kearney Catholic got a nice early lead against Cambridge, really took them out of their game plan, made them start throwing the ball instead of staying with that wishbone offense. And, boy, it'd be great to have that same kind of start here again tonight.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would be. You know, I think that's when you take a team out of its elements of, you know, like at Cambridge and some of them that just like to run the football. When you get them into the passing game of things, you know, it goes to the advantage of Kearney Catholic at that point in time. So, you know, hopefully Kearney Catholic can get them into a lead here and make Cambridge do a little bit of passing.
And we'll have the first opportunity, Kearney Catholic will have the first opportunity to do that because Kearney Catholic will receive to start the football game, and they're going to try to be heading north a little bit, so they'll be defending the south goal and getting set and ready to kick things off here for Cambridge. Is number 11, and he's not on the roster. So the mystery kid kicks it off, and it is kicked off to Jacob O'Brien. O'Brien has a wall on the near side, loses the football. Fortunate bounce as it went right back to him, and he falls on his own football, on his own fumble at about the 22-yard line. And even though that actually cost him some yards, first break of the game goes to Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, it does. You know, it looked like Gus Peterson got a little bit of a hand in there. When Jake was trying to make a move, he had a little bit of a seam there and, you know, kind of stripped him for the ball, and the ball just bounced right back to Jake. So, like you said, a little bit of advantage for Kearney Catholic right there.
So the Stars will have it first and 10 from the 22. Jared Ranke is in the backfield at quarterback with that tender ankle. Chris Kasnowski is back there with him. We're out of the shotgun, as we see quite a bit. hand off to Kasnowski right up the middle, and Kasnowski stood up almost immediately. Ekberg was there, and so was Catlin Rice, as there really wasn't much room to run, and we've got a gain of about 1 yard here for Kasnowski.
Right, yeah, that time it looked like Cambridge kind of controlled the line of scrimmage there, and didn't have much room for Chris Kasnowski to run that time.
So it will be second and a long 9 here, probably longer than 9, as that was a gain of less than a yard. Again, we'll have 2 wideouts to the right, 2 to the left, 1 back in the backfield with Frankie. O'Brien will be in motion to go further wide right, and now rolling around is Renke. He'll throw the ball deep and overthrows an open Jacob O'Brien. And it's one of those that if O'Brien kept his route going and Renke found him in stride, it might have been a touchdown, except for the yellow hanky that's sitting on the field.
Yep, looks like we might have some, you know, holding or something. Yep, on Kearney Catholic there. But like you said, Randy, you know, Jacob got loose on that sideline there, and if you know, Jared could have hit him on that, you know, in stride and stuff, we would have had a long game. But, you know, the hanky on the field is, might nullify that anyway.
So this would be interesting. Would you rather have it be second and 20, or would you like it to be third and about 9?
Yeah, you know, and looks like, you know, they might be declining it right now.
Yeah, they're going to wave it off. They're going to decline this. So in one sense, you kind of almost say probably a good thing they didn't complete the pass. So in any event, it will be third and 9 now from the 23. So that penalty doesn't hurt him at all as we have our first incompletion of the game. But Kearney Catholic has a long way to go here. Shotgun formation, again, pretty much the same looking play as the one before. Ranky's going to drop back. Pressure's coming. Throws in underneath. Colton Dorr wasn't looking for it. It hit Dorr's leg, bounced around a little bit, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like Colton was going to kind of make a block or something there. Just ran like a little 7-8 yard in route, and Jared hit him right in the knees, but it didn't look like Colton was ready for that one.
Well, good thing he didn't aim at his head, because then that might have been intercepted.
Yeah.
So kicking on for Kearney Catholic will be Drew Butler. Normally it's Ranky, but with that tender ankle, he will not have the kicking duties, or at least the punting duties here. So Butler puts his foot into it. He is hit, but they're not going to throw a flag on that minor contact, and the ball is caught at about the 44-yard line by Ekberg, and Cambridge will already be across the 50 when they go to action for the first time tonight.
You know, that's, you know, a situation that Kearney Catholic probably really didn't want right there, is giving Cambridge a short field right off the bat. You know, a decent, you know, high punt, but it just didn't travel, you know, too far on that one.
And, again, for Butler, the guy trying to block the punt hit the ground and then kind of rolled into him. I think the officials made the right no call here.
Yeah, I do too.
It's first and 10 from the 44. Again, they'll break the bone here, and Ekberg's going to keep it, go right up the middle. Kasnowski holds on for dear life at about the 40-yard line, and that's going to be a gain of at least 4 yards when they unstack it. Yeah, it'll be right at 4 yards. The ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line.
And, you know, Cambridge had a nice little push there, you know, as he faked to the fullback and just kind of followed his other running backs who, you know, are 190 pounds to follow, too. So, you know, he had a good line of blocking there.
And, again, on that left side, we've looked at it, and we believe him. Anthony Rodriguez is about 135, 140 pounds. So I think they're going to run a lot to the right and away from Rodriguez. They go right up the middle. Kasnowski holds on for dear life, and Peterson pushes the pile forward. And he's going to have a gain of about 5.
It didn't, you know, at first didn't look like there was much there, but they kind of squeezed through a little bit of a hole and end up getting about 4 or 5 yards right there.
So it's going to set up quite the opposite of what Kearney Catholic had on their third down conversion attempt. It's going to be third and very short. It's going to be third and less than a yard. And that's the entire playbook for the wishbone. And actually, they break the bone here. They have 2 wideouts to the left and pretty much go I formation. And Ekberg is going to follow Peterson through the middle. Is the ball on the ground? No, it is not. It was handed to Peterson. Ekberg went behind him. It looked to me like that he was chasing a football that he thought he dropped, but it is going to be a 2-yard gain for Peterson.
Yep, it looked like that time, you know, Ekberg was trying to pull that ball back out of Peterson and kind of take it himself, but Peterson got it stuck in there and just held on to it.
So the first down of the game goes to the Cambridge Trojans, and they're going to go out of the eye here, and Ekberg will pitch it back. Dancing around with it over there is going to be Jackson. Jackson just can't get away, and he's wrapped up by a whole galaxy of stars there O'Brien's in on the play. Kasnowski's in on the play. And, again, that one just didn't look very good at all from the Cambridge perspective. It looked great thanks to the penetration for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, they got a little bit of push that time and got in the backfield. Disrupt the quarterback. He had to make kind of a quick pitch at the time. And then we had the Kearney Catholic had another person, Jacob O'Brien, out there to put a little bit of pressure there, and they didn't end up losing a yard or two.
Jackson saying thanks. You finally hand me the ball, and there nowhere to go. High formation again. They're on the wide side of the field, going to run this way to the near side. Ekberg is wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, and great penetration in underneath by McKelvey. Hayden McKelvey with the penetration to really disrupt that play.
Yep, they ran just that same play they ran at the very first play of the game, where they kind of picked the fullback and followed his blockers to the right side here, and Kearney Catholic did a lot better job of getting penetration that time, and McKelvey got in there and made a good tackle.
Now, this might be four down territory here, but it is third and a full 10 from the 33. They will go in the pure wishbone formation with two tight ends for the first time tonight. Bowman comes on the blitz. There's penetration. They roll out and pass. Caught by Peterson for the first down, and he's upended after he crosses the 20-yard line. Tackle on the play by Anthony Pacheco, and I know Pacheco how he feels, because I had to hit his dad a couple of times, and that doesn't feel good as he just kind of bowls him over, but is tackled at about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, very good, fake to the fullback that time, rolled out. Peterson kind of came out of the backfield there and just opened in the flat and just dumped it to him, and let Peterson kind of run that time, and Pacheco had to come up and make a good tackle at the knees and brought him down.
First time they're in the wishbone formation, they throw out of it just to make Kearney Catholic respected. It is going to be the eye here. Quick count. Ekberg is going to follow his back right up the middle, and he is hit there after crosses the line of scrimmage by Matt Bowman. But you're going to unstack everything with that penetration. It's going to be a gain of about 5.5-6 yards.
Yeah, good little counter on that, just faking and spinning to his left that time. And didn't look like much was going to develop, and then you end up unstacking everything, and he's got 6 yards.
Well, they've got two first downs on this drive, and we were talking earlier about how it's four down territory from about the 33. Well, it certainly is here. Second and four from the 12. I formation for Cambridge. The handoff to Peterson. No effort. Pulls it out. Cuts to the outside. Is upended, but I think he's got enough for the first down. And that's just what it is with that wishbone formation. Even though they didn't run out of the wishbone, correct me here, but they're running that option football.
Yep.
He took the ball out of his fullback's belly because there wasn't anything there, and then bounced it to the outside.
Yep, because it looked like Chris Ritter got a little bit of a push there and disrupted a little thing, and he just pulled it right out and ended up getting about 6-7 more yards in the first down.
We hear a lot about Peterson, but I like the way Ekberg runs the option here. It will be first and goal from the 5 for the Cambridge Trojans. They've got 3 first downs on this drive, and we'll see what they do here as there's movement up front. I saw Kearney Catholic move. I did not see Cambridge move, but they stopped the play, so either somebody got into that neutral zone or somebody moved on offense. They got across the neutral zone. So it will be half the distance against Kearney Catholic. Good news is that it's only a 2.5-yard penalty. The bad news is they're only 2.5 yards away from a touchdown.
Yeah, just a little bit antsy there, jump that time. Like you said, at least it's 2.5 yards, but like you said, it's 2.5 yards to score.
It's where those 2.5 yards are that's the problem. They will go out of their bad snap. Ekberg has to lunge forward, still gets nearly a touchdown on the play.
Yep,
quick little snap. They bobbled it, but Ekberg, everything's falling apart, but there was enough line surge, they still got about a yard and a half out of it.
Yep, they've got about a half yard, maybe a yard to go for a touchdown right now. A little bobble snap, he just picked it up and just lunged forward and ended up picking up about a yard and a half.
Well, you can't have that kind of line surge because it doesn't matter who you hand the football to here. They go out of the two tight end wishbone formation. Ekberg in under center will hand the ball off to the trailing back and is in for the touchdown. Following everybody into the end zone was Delvin Jackson. Jackson lunges in from a yard out, and it's 6-0 Cambridge.
Yeah, just got enough line surge that time. It wasn't a big hole or anything. You end up getting about a half yard over the line, but that's all you need is to cross that line. So good job by the Cambridge Trojans line that time.
And the Trojans will try to add on the extra point with Rodriguez trying the extra point. So your field goal kicker is number 69, and he'll kick it soccer style. And it hits the upright and is no good. So our score remains 6-0 Cambridge. The Trojans take their first possession, march the length of the field, and they lead it 6-0 over the Stars. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff right after this.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as we're set for the kickoff here to Kearney Catholic. This will be the second time the Stars have had the ball, and they've got 1 yard of offense. Cambridge has a touchdown. The kickoff, O'Brien having trouble handling it, picks it up now at the 5, just runs down the sideline, gets what he can out of it, and he's going to be out of bounds a little bit short of the 15-yard line. We'll have to see exactly where they spot it.
Yep, you know, just a bad bounce for Jacob, you know, kind of bounced right by him. He just picked up what he could because the ball was about the 4-yard line when he picked it up and just picked up what he could at that point.
Again, that's on the far side. I didn't have a very good angle at it, to be honest with you, and to make an excuse, in other words. And now the ball we spotted at about the 12-yard line. So it will be first and 10 for Kearney Catholic at the 12. And this is kind of a little role reversal. It seemed like last year, Kearney Catholic had that great start against Cambridge, and Cambridge never could really get out of the hole for the first quarter and a half, almost two quarters.
Yep.
I hope that the roles aren't completely reversed here tonight.
Yep, you know, Kearney Catholic's got to get a few first downs here, you know, and get some momentum a little bit, you know, and even if they pick up a couple first downs and have to punt, make them travel more than 48 yards for their first touchdown, you know. They don't need to give them the short field.
We had a little delay here as Chris Kasnowski had some equipment issues. That's all straightened out here. So he's in the backfield with Renke. And they'll put a man in motion on the near side, and they'll throw it in for a little bubble screen. And dancing around out there trying to avoid everybody is Drew Butler. And Butler will have a gain on the play, albeit a very short one. He's going to gain about a foot when they unstack everything.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of a bubble play. It didn't develop too well for Kearney Catholic. Once he took off and looked upfield, there was about two or three Cambridge Trojans just barreling down on him at that point in time.
Well, so Butler doesn't have much room to run there. But, again, that's a play that does have a tremendous upside in that if you do break that tackle, yep, there's not a lot of guys left over there. Four receivers to the right, handoff right up the middle to Kasnowski. Kasnowski has a little room to run, gets it across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. So that'll be the best gain of the day here so far for Kearney Catholic. And that's going to be about 4 yards.
You know, good little line surge that time for Kearney Catholic. You know, had that four wide outs to the right side, kind of spread them out a little bit, and then just ran Chris Kasnowski right up the middle.
And, again, you run that play to set up other plays, and we'll see where we're at. Remember, Kearney Catholic did have a pretty good potential for a play in their first series. Here they got it 3rd and 6 from the 17. They faked the handoff. Renke rolls, kind of hobbles a little bit to his right, throws it deep, got a man, and it's caught, and then out of bounds, a big gainer to Jacob O'Brien, just like the play we were beginning to describe.
Yep, Jared Renke just faked the handoff to Chris. Kasnowski rolled to the right side. Jacob O'Brien was in motion, kind of ran an out and up pattern, and got behind the defender, and Jared hit him on stride this time for a nice gain that time.
Yeah, but he was right down the sideline, so even though it hit him in stride, it was over his right shoulder, and the momentum of the catch did take him out of bounds. The ball is spotted at the 45-yard line. So Kearney Catholic in Cambridge territory for the first time tonight, thanks to a 38-yard completion. Shotgun formation, man in motion to the far side is Pacheco. Ranky's going to pull it out of his belly, step up, throw in underneath, and Kasnowski cannot hold on to it. He had it in his hands and couldn't make the completion. There defensively was Alec McCurdy, and those were the footsteps that Kasnowski heard.
Yep, you know, and ball was just a tad bit, you know, behind him, but he had got his hands on it. And, you know, and you hear those people when you're coming across the middle, you hear a couple linemen linebackers coming at you. Sometimes you kind of peek up a little bit too soon and you end up dropping that one.
And, again, I don't know exactly that's what happened, but that's what it appears clear up here. So it'll be second and 10 from the 45. Again, the shotgun. Four receivers to the left. Again, the handoff right up the middle to Kasnowski. And Kasnowski is going to be hearing phones in the middle of the night ringing, even though there's no phone calls, because he had his bell rung right there by Peterson.
Yeah, that's a good, you know, stick right there that time by Gus Peterson. As Chris, you know, got across the line of scrimmage, and then all of a sudden there's Gus Peterson making the tackle on that one. So Gus did a good job that time of coming up and filling the hole.
I mean, bam. Yeah. I mean, that missed. That had everything except for the sound effect there. That was a good hard hit. In under center here will be Ranky. And he's going to pitch it to Kasnowski. Kasnowski trying to get the corner. Nice couple of blocks there by Bowman. Bowman actually made two separate blocks and gave Kasnowski the room to run, but it's only a gain of about 1 yard. Should have been a loss of about three, but Bowman had two nice blocks on two different players.
Yeah, he did. He rolled out with Kasnowski on a little toss. Ended up, you know, looked like Chris might get caught behind the line of scrimmage, and Bowman made two good blocks to at least get him 3 or 4 yards that time.
Well, this will be a punting situation here for Bowman on 4th and 6 from the 43. They will put a man in motion here on the punt situation. Low snap, and he's going to rugby punt it. It's going to hit the turf at about the 10, and it's going to take a Cambridge bounce because it goes into the end zone for the touchback. So that one will be the touchback on the rugby-style punt, and now Cambridge will have it 1st and 10 from the 20 with 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Cambridge with the lead. Kearney Catholic could not answer back after the Trojans marched the field the first time they had their hands on the football. This will be their second possession, and the Stars have got to find a way of slowing a little bit of this momentum down.
Yeah, they do. They, you know, they had a couple times where they got a little bit of penetration, but you know, they got to get some penetration on first and second down.
So Ekberg will go in under center. They are out of the wishbone with two tight ends. A little crossback action. They hand it to the second back on that far side, and they unstack everything. That's going to be a gain of about 5. It comes out to about the 25-yard line, and I believe the ball was handed to Peterson. All those guys moving around there, it was a little hard to see. Nice ball movement.
Yeah, it was, and, you know, good little push again by, you know, Cambridge offensive line there, you know, having Peterson pick up another 4 or 5 yards that time.
We have some scores for you that we'll pass along to you, courtesy of our friends from Valentino's. Power 99 and ESPN 1460 delivers the score just as Valentino's delivers delicious pizza here in central Nebraska. The handoff on the far side is to Jackson, and Jackson, not much room to run there, and he'll gain a couple of yards on the play. Adams Central leads York 14-0 in the first. Pleasanton 7, Hampton 0 that game in the first. And Silver Lake leads Nexa of Kansas 12-0. We'll check some other scores here in just a little bit. So 3rd and 3, ball at the 27-yard line. After the touchback, it's very easy to figure. They have to make it to the 30-yard line. And they'll have two wideouts to the right. Will the Trojans, I formation, quick count, handoff in underneath, and the ball, I think, came loose. And that ball is about the 30-yard line. It's either going to be 1st and 10. Well, it's going to be 1st and 10 for somebody. And they unstack everything. And I believe Cambridge has possession of the football.
Yep. It looked like the ball did come loose, but I don't know
the ball is about 31-yard line, 31-32.
And so it looks like Cambridge must have got the fumble back that time. And
I didn't see who landed on it. I think Peterson had the football.
Yeah, I think he did too. And then, you know, hit there, and then we saw the ball on the field, and Cambridge must have got on that one.
again, I didn't really ever see them really ever point one way or another. And I, if a Kearney Catholic kid came up with football, he's jumping up and down and celebrating.
Yeah. Yep.
So here's Ekberg rolling out this way, throws it in underneath and through the hands of Peterson. And that was going to be a nice about 10-yard gain, and we would have seen a pretty good battle there as Peterson was going to be facing Matt Bowman in the open field. And that would have been a pretty good battle.
Yeah, that would have been one of those big hits at that point in time, because Bowman was coming hard, and Peterson would have had a chance to get a couple steps too, and that would have been a collision that would have been nice to see.
Man, my best player is taking on your best player, and that's about what that would have been. So right now Cambridge is 1 out of 2 in the air, and both times they targeted Peterson. Wishbone formation, 2 tight ends, handoff on the far side to Jackson. Jackson breaks 1 tackle, spins around, and is going to be pulled down at about the 40-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 7 and set up 3rd and 3.
Yeah, and, at one point it looked like he was, hit back there about 4 yards before this, and he broke that tackle and ended up gaining a few more yards.
And Cambridge likes to spread out the ball. Unofficially, it got Ekberg running the ball 5 times, Peterson 4, Jackson 4. You can't make it any more even when you have 13 rushing attempts in a football game. So it'll be 3rd and 3 here, ball at the 40-yard line. As Cambridge is approaching midfield, they'll go with the I formation. Hand off to Peterson right up the middle. He breaks 1 tackle, has more than enough for the first down. Bowls forward, takes Bowman with him a little bit, and he's going to be spotted just short of the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a gain of right at 10 yards.
Yeah, he had a good little seam that time, and Bowman and him met that time, and there was a little bit of a collision, but he picked up the first down that time. Good hard run by Peterson.
And that will be the end of the first quarter here. As they reset the clock, it is 6-0 Cambridge with the lead over Kearney Catholic. The Trojans' second possession will begin at, will resume at midfield. But we have the first play of the second quarter right after this.
If the price of hearing aids concerns you, then you need to see ENT Physicians of Kearney. Our university-trained audiologists can customize your hearing aid products to fit your budget, lifestyle, and needs. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we are ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back to Miles Field. Some more scores for you. Fillmore Central is trailing St. Cecilia 7-0. St. Mary's 34, Lynch 8. That is a final. And McCook leads Hastings 7-0 in the first quarter. This is the first play of the second quarter here, as Cambridge has a 6-0 lead over Kearney Catholic. I'm Randy Bushcutter, Don Lee's with us, and we are in the wishbone formation here for Cambridge. 2 tight ends. They'll hand the ball to Peterson, who bounces to the outside, breaks 1 tackle, and Bowman is able to wrap him up after a gain of about 9 yards on the play. Jacob O'Brien was there, had a little bit of an angle. Peterson, playing flat out, outran him.
Yeah, and, just a little bit of a toss to Peterson, and he took it over the right side and just basically, like you said, outran Jacob O'Brien a little bit, and then Bowman was able to get him pushed out of bounds that time.
Last 2 carries for Peterson, 10 yards and now 9 yards. One was just a blast right up the middle. This one was just a quick pitch to the outside, and he's got the hot hand right now. He is the second back in the backfield to the left out of the wishbone. So he's on our near side, and Ekberg is going to keep the football, run to the outside, and is going to be knocked down by Colton Dorr, but not until Dorr gets a little piggyback ride across the 40-yard line, and that's going to be a gain of 2, good for a first down.
And that's, like you mentioned before, Randy, well distributed between the running backs there, and you just can't key on one person or because then all of a sudden they hit this one and so on. And they passed just enough to kind of keep you off guard on things.
The only time they passed last year is when they got behind and got in trouble. They've really worked it in a lot better. They just have really kind of run what we kind of anticipate we would see last year. Again, the wishbone formation, the handoff to Peterson. Peterson is not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Great penetration on the near side over here by number 57, Chris Ritter. Ritter came through there like he was shot out of a cannon and was able to wrap up Peterson, and that is not an easy task.
No, it's not. And, you know, Carney Catholic got a little bit of a line surge. You know, one person hit him, and then there's two or three other ones that got on the pile that time. So, you know, that's what Carney Catholic needs, to get a little bit of a line surge here.
So great play from the defensive line by Chris Ritter, and it will be second and 12 from the 42. And Eckberg rolling out this way, looking to throw. Here comes the rush, and they got him.
And again, Chris Ritter in on that one.
And the first one there this time was Austin Lowry. Lowry was there, couldn't quite finish it off, but Ritter was right behind him and drops him back to the 50-yard line.
Yep, you know, and good, once you know, we mentioned it before on the last play, you know, good line surge, and exactly the same thing that happened this time. They got good line surge, good penetration. You know, by the time Eckberg was back there to pass, those two guys were right there.
So it's going to be third and 20 from the 50-yard line, and if Carney Catholic has a successful play here, you would think Cambridge would punt the football away, but first things first. Wishbone formation, handoff right up the middle to Peterson, breaks one tackle, jumps another guy, cuts back to the inside, runs through an arm tackle, and there's nobody left. He's going to go 50 yards for the touchdown, but there is a flag on the play.
Yep, you know, it was a heck of a run right there that time. He just kind of hurdled Jacob O'Brien, I think it was, that time that came up to try to make the stop, and then it just looked like he hurdled right over the top of him, and another guy missed him, and there he went.
It was a power run as he burst through the line. Then he made a nice little outside move, another juke to the inside, hurdled one guy, so he showed a lot of different tools on that run, but it will be for naught because I didn't see the actual call. I'm assuming it is a hold.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yep, there it is, block in the back. Yep, block in the back here.
And, you know, you saw, like you said there, you know, you saw a lot of different things from Peterson that time. You know, it was supposed to be kind of a little power play right up the middle, but he showed a lot of different tools that time.
Well, we'll replay third down. It is a spot foul. It's 10 yards from where the penalty took place. So they will actually gain about a yard and a half, and they'll redo the third down. So we go from third and 20 to about third and 18, 17, somewhere in that area. So, again, Carney Catholic needs to come up with a big play here. They will go two tight end, wishbone formation, come the Trojans, who lead it 6-0. Hand off to Peterson right up the middle, and there he is met and stood up after a short game. Kasnowski did not make the tackle, but pretty good contact there, kind of pushed him back inside where he had plenty of help.
Yep, and then it kind of collapsed down on him that time after, you know, Chris was right there. You know, then he had a little bit of other people that kind of got jumped on that time. You know, and then, you know, he ended up gaining about 4 or 5 yards, but, you know, like they were had third and 18 at that point.
So it is fourth and 14 from the 44. And punting here for Cambridge is going to be Catlin Rice. So Rice is in punt formation here. And I can't imagine they'd go for it in this situation with some sort of sneak. They bounce the snap up there. Rice has a block! It's blocked up the middle by Dorr, and the ball is going to be at midfield for the Stars.
Yeah, and just a good penetration right there. And, you know, it's kind of a little low snap. And by the time he picked it up, Colton Dorr kind of was getting blocked, just reached in there and made a good block on the punt that time.
He just reached out there with one hand. I didn't think he could get there,
yeah.
But the nice little lunge. Again, he had a bad angle because he was going right at the punter, so he did a good job of getting on the ground so he didn't have the roughing penalty if he can't make the tackle, if he can't make the block. And we've got a timeout being whistled by somebody here. I think maybe Cambridge was calling a timeout. I don't think they were ready because Carney Catholic got out there offensively very quickly. Well, momentum has switched to the guys wearing the green jerseys, but right now Cambridge has a 6-0 lead with 8:51 to go here in the second quarter. We got timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Welcome back here to Miles Phil. Quick little delayed draw to Chris Kasnowski, who actually lost both yards and the football. He never got the yards back, but he did get the football back. So it will be 2nd and 12 here for Kearney Catholic, and that's kind of an advantage here for the Stars. That was danger averted there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cambridge got a nice push that time and, you know, kind of met Chris in the backfield. He ended up fumbling, but Chris got back on the football that time.
Right now, Kasnowski, 4 carries for a total of 4 yards right now. Shotgun formation for Ranke, and they fake the handoff to Kasnowski. Time for Ranke to throw. Throws it. It is complete. And there's a tackle by Peterson after the ball caught by Anthony Pacheco. Pacheco, nice little gain as he is brought down at about the 43-yard line or so, probably a little bit outside of the 43, closer to the 44.
Yep, you know, nice little fake by Jared to Chris up the middle, and just hit Pacheco on a little out play here, and Pacheco got tackled by Gus Peterson there that time too, and you know, Gus is all over the field right now.
He is everywhere. Well, when you're as fast as he is, you can get there. So Pacheco with the catch, and he gains 5 on the play. So it'll be 3rd and 5. Again, a shotgun formation here for Ranke. Ranke steps up, throws in underneath. It is caught by, who was that? Huseman. Brian Huseman with the catch, on his knees to make the catch. And that is right at the first down marker.
Yeah, and, you know, Brian Huseman, the freshman, you know, person getting in there and getting some playing time for Kearney Catholic, just kind of sat down on about a 6-7 yard out and sat there, and Jared hit him with a pass, and Brian came up with the reception. They're going to have measurement here for the first down or not.
We have a little stoppage in play. Let's get you caught up on some other scores, some updates for you. Adams Central now leads York 14-7. Pleasanton is leading Hampton. That game is now in the second quarter. It's Pleasanton 14, and I have to take this back with my text. It was a two-part text, so it's 14-0 as that game's in the second. And Silver Lake is taking on Kennesaw, and Kennesaw has the lead in that one. 7:18 to go here in the first half. We're in quarter number two, and it's 4th and inches from about the 38-yard line, and Kearney Catholic will put Ranke in under center here on 4th down, and he's going to follow his big Matt Bowman on that left side up and have enough for the first down.
Yep, it looked like, you know, enough for a little bit of a surge, but I don't know. They're going to might have to have another measurement here to see.
That was not a kind spot.
No, it wasn't. But they're going to have another measurement right here to see if Kearney Catholic picked up the first down or not.
So we can't tell from here. We've got a pretty good angle. I mean, it is that close, and they stretch things out, and first down Cambridge. The Trojans hold here. And again, I think a healthy Jared Ranke would be just fast enough to get that, but we don't have a healthy Jared Ranke here today, so we have to make do with the one we got. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 38 here for Cambridge. And the Cambridge coaching staff on that far side, they had the spot pretty well. They said we held them, and they were right by about 3 inches.
But they signaled right away, too. So, you know, our advantage, we couldn't quite see it.
That, and we got old eyes. The handoff to Jackson on the outside and running through the tackle by Jacob O'Brien. But O'Brien held on to that shoe and waited for help. And it's only going to be a gain of about 1 yard on the play, which means O'Brien had pretty good line surge there. And actually, it's going to be closer to 2 yards. But still, Nice surge there by O'Brien, and he did a nice job of just holding on to Jackson to prevent a big play, because if he got past O'Brien, it was Katie bar the door.
Yep. He might have gained, you know, 7-8 more or even more if we didn't have a safety there coming up. So Jacob did a great job that time by holding on.
Quick pitch to Jackson on the far side, and he's pulled down from behind by Colton Dorr, but it's going to be close to the first down marker. He's going to be a little bit short. And a pretty good spot there, pretty accurate spot. We had a good angle at this one. It's going to be third and about a yard and a half.
Yep, just a quick little toss right off the bat. Just got up underneath the center bank, kind of pitched it to Jackson, and he went on the right side and picked up about 7-8 yards that time.
So Jackson's carried it 6 times, Ekberg 8, and Peterson now 9 times here in the game. Wishbone formation with 2 tight ends, 3rd and about 2, hand off to Peterson right up the middle, breaks 1 tackle, tries to jump over another, and has more than enough for the first down, as he'll be pulled down at about the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 12, and he's in through that hole, just lickety-split.
Yeah, it's just very quick. He's right there, and, you know, and all of a sudden he picks up 9 or 10 yards. He's trying to hurdle another guy. At that point in time, he's just a good running back.
He just doesn't need much of a room. He hits that hole hard. And I like the fact he's only about a yard and a half away from the line of scrimmage. Quick pitch to the outside. Flag on the play. And down on the play is going to be the running back number 22, Ethan Long. Long into the game for the first time tonight. And there was a flag that was thrown almost immediately on the play.
Yep, it looked like maybe a legal motion on Cambridge that time. Yep, that's the signal right now from the referees.
Some more scores for you. Amherst 26, Wilcox nothing. That's the end of one. Adams Central now leads York 21-7. That game now very early in the second period. As we check more scores for you, it's Bergen leading West Point. Central Catholic 14-0. St. Cecilia 14-0 over Fillmore Central. Pleasanton 14-0 over Hampton at the end of the first, and Silver Lake now leads Kennesaw 20-16. Wishbone formation, 2 tight ends, 2nd and about 18 here. Ekberg keeps it and is going to be pulled down about the 35-yard line, so he's going to gain about 10 on the play as he fakes that handoff to the first back and then follow the back right through the hole, just going off tackle.
Yep, he did a good job that time. He just take that handoff right to Gus up the middle, and you got to collapse on Gus Peterson at this point in time. And then all of a sudden he pulls it out and goes to the right side and picks up about 10 yards itself.
So you have that big penalty, but yes, they fix it with a nice little run here, and it's 2nd and 5. They're right on schedule for running that wishbone, and they come with that formation. 2 tight ends, handoff to Peterson right up the middle. Good line surge up the middle, and he's going to be close to the first down marker. I think he's going to be a little bit short. That'll be a gain of about 4.
Yep, and, you know, like you said, he hits the hole so hard, you know, he picks up some of that yard just by himself carrying people. But Cambridge did a pretty good job just getting a little bit of a surge. And like you said, this with this wishbone, you pick, you know, you get 2nd and 5. That's exactly what you want. Now you got 3rd and 1.
Like they said in the movie, Remember the Titans, it's just effective as Novocaine. It just will lull you to sleep. It's just coming and coming and coming. 2 tight ends, wishbone formation. Star is acting like they're blitzing. They'll hand the ball to the tailback, and he's going to have more than enough for the first down, as Peterson was the lead blocker. Tackle there by Ritter. And Jackson on the carry and is going to gain about 3 yards on the play.
Yep, and then, you know, at that point when you give it to the second back or the third back in that wishbone and you got 2 lead backs plus a pretty hefty lineman up front, you got about 4 people, you know, just walling it off, and they end up picking up the first down that time.
So 1st and 10 here from the 28th. And unofficially, I have Cambridge with 8 first downs here in the game. Kearney Catholic has 1. Wishbone again. Ekberg keeps it, follows just a wall of blockers, is still standing up there, and is finally pulled down after a gain of about 9 as he just kind of ran behind all those orange helmets and white jerseys.
Yep, you know, he picked that handoff into Gus and just kind of followed Gus up the middle that time. You know, you got your lineman and you got Gus at full head of steam blocking for you, and ends up picking up about 8 more yards.
So 2nd and 2, the ball from the 19-yard line. Clock running here. We'll be inside of 3 minutes when we snap this play here late in the second quarter. 6-0 Cambridge. Hand off to Peterson, who spun around, runs backwards for a while, gaining yards, and he has more than enough for the first down as they spot him just short of the 11-yard line. That's an awkward-looking 8-yard gain.
Yep, you know, like we said once before, he just hit that hole so hard, it doesn't take a whole lot. He's all of a sudden picked up 6, 7, 8 more yards.
Well, Dave Colling senses that the Stars have their dobber down, so he calls a timeout here to try to stiffen their backbone a little bit. 2:53 to go in the first half. 6-0 Cambridge, and the Trojans are driving. We come back after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, there's been a couple of positive things here for Kearney Catholic in the first half. They had a nice 38-yard pass play. They had a blocked punt, but right now, Cambridge dominating, even though they only lead it 6-0. 2:53 to go here. First and 10 now from the 12-yard line. And again, the wishbone for the Trojans. Ekberg hands it in on underneath, and I think that timeout for Coach Colling worked pretty well because there was some nice line surge there as there's no gain on the play. In fact, spinning around and churning and trying to fight for everything he can get is Jackson, and Jackson only got about a yard and a half.
Yep, that time they had a nice little line surge, and then it looked like Chris Kasnowski blitzed too and, you know, hit him in the backfield, and enough people, you know, brought him down with only a gain of about a yard, yard and a half.
So it will be 2nd and 8 from the 10-yard line, and again, the Trojans in that wishbone formation, two tight ends, Ekberg under center, will pitch it out, and Jackson will try to get the corner, picks up one block, scoots back to the inside, lunges forward, is short of the goal line, but I think may have enough for the first down.
Yep, just a quick little toss that time, and he got a little bit on the outside. Jacob O'Brien was out there, but he kind of fighting off a couple blockers, too, and then he finally got brought down by Matt Bowman. But like you said, it looks like it might be enough for a first down or measure.
I look at where the marker is and where the first down marker is, and they're pretty much right beside, they're right next to each other. And you couldn't have it be further away, so the you know, the chain guys are going to be a little winded at the end of this play.
Yeah, they got to come clear across the field to see what they got on this mark right now.
They will stretch things out here, and part of you almost hopes that it's a first down. It is short by inches, so 3rd and inches here from the 2-yard line. So, you know, again, they have a kicker that missed their extra point, so you would think this probably would be a play that unless they drop the ball 7 yards back on a fumbled exchange or something like that, that they probably go for it on 4th down anyway. If you think about it, then they'd have 6 cracks from inside the 2.
Yep, you know, so, you know, at this point, you might, like you said, kind of wish that they might have gotten the first down, but you know, you never know on situations. This is
that's why they play them. I mean, right now, if somebody steps up, makes a play, or Cambridge makes a mistake, and right now, I think the Stars could really use something like that. We're kind of mentioning during the commercial break, we watched a team Monday night that dominated play and didn't win. Why I wore black clothing for a day and a half after that. Being a Dolphins fan, quarterback sneak right up the middle. That's going to be enough for the first down and close to the goal line. It is going to be enough for the first down.
Yeah, he just surged forward and, you know, it looked like he picked up about a yard and a half that point that time.
And he snapped it at the 2, so you guys can do the math. It's inside the 1-yard line. It will be 1st and goal here from Cambridge. Clock continues to move here. Minute 30, minute 29. Minute 28, so by the time they snap this, it'll probably be about a minute 10 to go here in the first half. So clock ticking away, and Trojans in no big hurry here. Again, another quarterback sneak, And it looks like a nice line surge again. They stick their nose in there. No signal yet from anybody on anything. And it is going to be second down. So the Stars hold there. No gain on the play for Ekberg.
Yep, you know, good little line surge right there by Marty Kapnick. And, you know, it just kind of held him right there. He might have picked up about a half an inch or so, but it's going to be second down and about a foot.
So now there's 47 seconds left. They'll hand the ball to Peterson. Peterson is into the end zone for the touchdown. Didn't need much, didn't get much, but he is in for the touchdown.
Yep, you know, just had enough to get there. And, you know, with Gus, you know, a foot that he's going to probably pick up pretty much a lot of times on his own. But, you know, a good enough line surgeon, he just kind of stepped right on into the end zone.
So 44 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and we'll see what Cambridge decides to do. Again, they missed their first kick, so they might try for a two-point conversion here, and yes, they are. They will line up in the wishbone formation, two tight ends. Ekberg in under center. They take the snap. Ekberg's rolling to his right, throws in underneath, and it is incomplete. It is incomplete. They had a man down there, and it goes off the hands of, I believe, Daniel. No, that wouldn't be Heinen. It was Baker, I believe. He couldn't hold on to the football. So the two-point conversion's no good. It's 12-0. Cambridge with the lead. The Stars will have 44 seconds here late in the second quarter to see what they can get going. We'll have the ensuing kickoff when we come back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. The kick goes off one of the up men on that squib line drive kick. Kearney Catholic just has to fall on it at about the 24-yard line. Cambridge got exactly what they wanted out of that. They didn't want any Music City Miracles or any sort of wild, crazy plays here. So they just kind of squibbed the kick. And coming into the game right now for Kearney Catholic is going to be Abe Clinch. So Clinch will come in at quarterback with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. So the freshman quarterback will step in under center. He's got trips to his left, and we have a stoppage of play. Kearney Catholic has to call a timeout. As not everybody was in on the same page there. So Clinch putting him in a tough spot here, but a couple of different things. They might just be thinking, hey, let's run out the clock and let's make sure Jared Ranke doesn't get hurt. Or maybe they're saying Ranke may not be able to throw the ball as far on that tender ankle, and let's let the kid get his feet wet.
Yep, it'll be kind of interesting to see what they actually do here, if they just kind of hand it off and try to take this thing into the halftime down 12-0, or if they actually try to throw a long pass or something here.
Hardia says, you know, let the kid have a shot. Let's go for it. You got to be aggressive. Playing a good football team, you can't give up possession. But Hardia says 12-0 is a whole lot better than being down by more than two touchdowns. And so you don't want to make a mistake here, because what are the odds they're going to cover 75 yards in 40 seconds, and now with only one timeout?
Yep.
They will run that box formation, four receivers to the left of Clinch, but they are near to Clinch, and they're just going to pitch it back to Kasnowski. Kasnowski turns the outside corner, picks up a massive block by Bowman, breaks one tackle, and was a man away from doing some real damage. He has a nice gain across the 40-yard line. Has a gain of about 16 on the play.
That was a good just toss pitch that time, and Bowman got a crack back block that time. And he met Gus Peterson that time, and that time Bowman got the edge on him.
Peterson's feet went up in the air, I believe. Yeah. He upended him. Same-looking play, box now to the right, and there again they'll pitch it to Kasnowski. Kasnowski cuts back, picks up a block, through the outside at the 40. Nice little juke on the inside, has it down to about the 38-yard line.
Just the same thing, but just coming to the right side that time. A nice toss pitch to Kasnowski, and he got the corner turn. End up picking up, you know, good yardage that time, down to about the 37-yard line at this point in time.
So they're on pace here. Kearney Catholic's going to call a timeout. We'll take it with them. Stars are moving the football. They've got a first and 10 from the 37. They have 15 seconds, and they're doing it on the ground. We're going to take just a 30-second break. We'll be back with the final 15 seconds in 30 seconds.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Well, in the last two plays, Kearney Catholic has gained 37 yards. And they need 37 more here to get their first points of the ball game, and they've done it on the ground. Kind of interesting that we were talking about that, and I thought they were just being fairly conservative, but they're getting good yards out of it. Now you might decide, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah, might try to take a little something downfield.
No backs in the backfield for the freshman, Abe Clinch, who's in at quarterback here for the Stars. They take the shotgun. Clinch has it, has time to throw, will step up, throw it deep, got a man, and it's caught inside the 10, down to the 5. There's 8 seconds left, and Kearney Catholic has to spike it.
Yep.
They have to spike it. Now, the chains have not moved yet. They're being set. Kearney Catholic has more time than maybe they think. The ball's down at the 5-yard line. We're waiting to get the chains moved. And everything's set, and the referee will blow his whistle here in just a second. There it is. 8 seconds, 7. Clinch spikes the football with 5 seconds to go. So a 32-yard pitch and catch there for Kearney Catholic, and a big play there for Abe Clinch, and a great reception downfield as well.
Yeah, and, you know, Drew Butler that time had to go up and get the ball. Clinch kind of put it right in the, you know, vicinity or right in that area, and Drew did a good job of going up and getting that ball, and, you know, he got tackled at the 5-yard line at that point. But, you know, they picked up those two big first downs off that run, and then they're going, what the heck, we might as well try something here. And, you know, a nice completion from Abe Clinch to Drew Butler at that point in time down to the 5-yard line.
He plays basketball, too. If you want me to introduce you to him, I can.
Yeah, I hope he goes up and grabs some rebounds like that.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was throwing into coverage. It wasn't like Abe Clinch was really throwing into coverage, but it also wasn't like Butler was wide open either.
Yeah.
That was a nice play by both of those two young men making that catch.
Yeah,
so it is only 5 seconds left here for the Stars, and clearly their best field position of the game. They have a first and goal from the 5, but the issue is that there's only 5 seconds left. And they have 4 wideouts to the left, that little diamond formation that the Stars like to use. Come on, ref. Nothing's happened here yet. So they'll start the play clock here. Clinch in under center, one back in the backfield, and he'll pitch it. And they're looking to roll back this other way. Kasnowski, misdirection play, trying to get the outside. Can't get there, and that will do it for the first half. That will do it for the first half as he was tackled inbounds. And even if he got the sideline on that play, they would have ran out of time anyway. So a little, I don't know if they're trying that misdirection or what, but things did not go well there for Kearney Catholic on that play. I think originally it was meant to go to the left, but there wasn't any room to run, and Kasnowski just trying to make a run to the outside and couldn't get it done. A loss of 6 on the play.
Yeah, it looked like Ekberg kind of blitzed on that outside there, and it kind of, when Chris got the ball, he kind of saw that and kind of tried to turn around and come back this other way and, you know, try to outrun you know, at that point in time, but didn't quite make it. So it is 12-0, Cambridge with the lead. Kearney Catholic, though, offensively showing some signs of life in that last possession. You'd like to get points out of it, for sure. And if they would have had a little bit more time, they probably would have got it. Funny, we were kind of talking when Cambridge was down there, maybe it was better to let them get that first down, maybe better to let them get in the end zone a little bit first, a little bit earlier. I feel like I'm channeling watching the Virginia Tech-Nebraska game again. But it's very much similar to that. You would have almost liked that. If you're going to give up the score, you like to give it up a little bit earlier so you had more time.
Had a little bit, yep.
But obviously you try to do your best you can on every single play and try to win the game that way by doing your best instead of tanking. So Kearney Catholic may be a little unfortunate here down the stretch, but they do show some signs of life. And I think at this point Kearney Catholic will take whatever momentum they can get.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they have a little bit of momentum going into, you know, they didn't get in the end zone there, but, you know, they got some good plays off, you know, had some good runs by Chris Kuznowski that time, you know, on those two long runs, and, you know, got a good completion downfield. You know, and that's what Kearney Catholic's hoping, that they can get some time, you know, and maybe, you know, start passing the ball, maybe get some completions downfield and get this game, you know, get on the board and get some momentum in the second half.
Well, the good news for them is they're only down by two scores, and if they get two scores, you got to think we're going to get an extra point in there somewhere. So Kearney Catholic, with two scores, could probably take the lead. So it could be a whole lot worse than the situation is, and I think getting a little momentum heading into the locker room is going to make those guys feel a whole lot better, and that goes a long way, because I think now they're going to start believing that they can, and had they not had that last drive, I'm not so sure they'd be having that feeling right now.
Yep, and that's true. You know, you get a little bit of momentum, you get a little bit of confidence in those kids, you know, and like we said, you know, Cambridge has had the football a lot this half, you know, and they moved the football up and down the field, but they only got 12 points, you know, right now to show for it. You know, if Kearney Catholic can come out and establish something there in the second half, you know, and get a little bit more momentum, that confidence in those kids and stuff, confidence for those guys goes a long, long ways, and then all of a sudden you're in a dogfight at this point.
Well, Kearney Catholic, again, trying to get things going. The Kearney Catholic band is going to get things going. They're going to perform their field show. Tomorrow is UNK Band Day, so they'll be performing their field show here, kind of both practice and showing it off for the hometown fans. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We have some scores for you, and we'll try to get some statistics and all that stuff updated for you. When we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We have some scores for you to pass along. Fremont and Lincoln tied up at 7 in the second quarter. Silver Lake 28, Kennesaw 16, that game in the second quarter as well. St. Cecilia 21-7 lead over Fillmore Central. And McCook and Hastings hooked up in what may be a little more competitive than I think a lot of people think. McCook right now with a 14-0 lead over the Hastings Tigers in that one. And other scores as soon as I get out of this and go to that. That game, by the way, the McCook-Hastings game is in the second. And Adams Central 27, York 7. And that game also in the second half. And here at halftime, Cambridge with a 12-0 lead over Kearney Catholic. And we talked about it in our pregame. Last year,
Kearney Catholic went to Cambridge, ruined homecoming for the Trojans, and right now the Trojans trying to return the favor as it is homecoming here tonight at Miles Field. And I don't know if that's really much of a distraction. You know, there's a lot of fun activities that go on. But, you know, after school, when you got your football practice, when it's really time to start thinking football, I really don't know if homecoming is that much of a distraction. And you face a team like Cambridge, if that don't get your attention, then you're not paying attention.
Exactly. You know, Cambridge comes in here ranked number six. And, you know, if you can't get ready to play a football game against a ranked opponent, you know, their only loss is to Blue Hill, who's ranked number one. So you know that they're a very good football team, you know. So you know that these guys are ready to play some football, you know. And like you said, does you know, homecoming kind of throw in some distractions? You know, there's some games here and there that the kids play throughout the day. But you know what? Like you said, when football practice gets going, you know, you're focused, you're ready to play some football, and you're focused on Cambridge. You know, and Kearney Catholic, you know, they got to come out, you know, this second half, they got to just be ready to play, you know, some hard-nosed football, because, you know, you're up against that wishbone, and that's tough to do. You know, they gain 5, 6 yards, 7 yards, and then, you know, bust a 10, 12-yard play on you, and all of a sudden, you know, they put a 10, 12, 14, 15-play drive on you, and it eats up all the clock, and it doesn't give Kearney Catholic a lot of time with the football.
And they ran out of time that last drive. Very impressive drive. It's going to be interesting for Kearney Catholic, because there are going to be some kind of personnel changes. Creighton Pierce, who could not play in the first half, will be playing now in the second half.
Yep.
So he will be available to Kearney Catholic. But the question is Jared Reinke.
Yep.
Jared Reinke did not play that last series at quarterback, and Abe Clinch didn't hurt him none.
No.
I thought he looked pretty good out there, but a freshman is a freshman is a freshman,
yeah.
Except for Bernie Kosar, but that's a different story. I really date myself when I point out stuff like that. But in any event, it's going to be kind of interesting to see if Clinch comes back and what Kearney Catholic is going to be able to do with their game plan, because, again, I don't think Rashawn Harvey, who basically is the offensive coordinator,
yep,
really wants to send a freshman quarterback out there and say, start chucking the ball deep every play.
Every play. Yeah, I agree, Randy. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if Jared can come back and play or not. You know, like you said, he didn't get, you know, get in that last drive there, and Abe Clinch did a good job. You know, it looked like, you know, he was a little bit nervous, but, you know, once you got, you know, the first down, all of a sudden, you know, your nerves get out of there and you just start playing some football. And he threw a very good pass to Drew Butler, and, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens when, you know, Kearney Catholic steps on the field again. But, you know, Abe did a very good job when he was in there.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our numbers here during the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Again, our score, 12-0 Cambridge with the lead over Kearney Catholic, and we'll check the numbers right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
And welcome back here to Milesville. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Cambridge. And for Cambridge, leading the way offensively for them, I guess we're probably not surprised that we're mentioning Gus Peterson. Peterson has carried the ball 13 times for 64 yards here in the first half. After that, his quarterback, Hayden Eckford, has carried the ball 11 times for 30 yards. And just to show how balanced things are, the running back, Delvin Jackson, he's carried the ball 8 times for 29 yards. So he put Eckford and Jackson together. They would very much, very nicely make a Gus Peterson. And so that's 32 rushes for 93 yards. 32 rushing plays. That's a lot of pounding that Cambridge, yep, is able to inflict up front. And the Trojans have over 100 yards of total offense because Ekberg is 1 out of 2 in the air. He completed a 15-yard pass to Gus Peterson. So Peterson has a total of 79 total offensive yards, 15 in the air. The rest of the 64 were on the ground. Now for Kearney Catholic, it really came in looking to throw the ball. They actually threw the ball quite a bit with Jared Ranke in at quarterback. Very few short-lived possessions for Kearney Catholic as he completed, check my numbers here a little bit. I've got him for being 4 out of 6. I don't know why I just did what I did. 4 out of 6 for 49 yards. And Abe Clinch is 1 for 1 in the air for 32 yards. So the Stars have thrown the ball for 81 yards in the air. Rushing the ball, Chris Kasnowski has done most of that. Ranke ran it one time for 1 yard. Kasnowski's run it 7 times for 35 yards. And again, he actually got 37 of those on that last drive. Yep. He actually was negative 2 yards if you take away those two big plays. And so Kearney Catholic has 36 total rushing yards because Ranke, 1 rush for 1 yard. So 36 yards on the ground and a total of 81 yards in the air. So Kearney Catholic about 114 yards total. Peter and Cambridge has more than that, but again the Stars got 70 of those yards with less than a minute to go in the first half. So up to that point, pretty one-sided game.
Yes, definitely. We've talked about it before. Is Cambridge I think had 3 possessions. One they punted and they got it blocked. And the other 2 times they kind of drove down the field and just took off time after time, running the football, picking up 5 yards and then 6 yards. And then, that one time they might have a penalty and they're setting 1st and 15, but the next play they pick up 7 yards and then they pick up another 7 yards. They just keep on running the football and you can't key on one person. Gus has the most yards, but then all of a sudden, Eckford pulls it out and he goes scooting around the end for 7, 8 yards. So it's a situation where you can't really key wholeheartedly on Gus Peterson.
No, you can't. And they're very effective moving that ball around. I'm impressed with Eckberg, the way he runs the option. I think he does a nice job of handling the ball, making good decisions, pulling the ball out of Peterson's stomach a few times, and then running the next step on that triple option. I think he does a real good job of running that. And that's not an easy task to do. You don't just step into that. That is not an easy task to do.
No, he has done a very good job of that. Like you said, there's a time, it looks like Peterson has the ball and he just pulls it right out and then he follows Peterson or something, or he takes it around the end. And he's done a very good job of running this option, triple option on some of them and stuff. But he's done a very good job of running the offense. And Peterson's done a good job. Like we said before, he hits the hole so hard and so quick that, all of a sudden you look like he might get 1 or 2 yards and he's picking up 6 or 7 yards. So, Cambridge is doing exactly what they want, picking up, first downs and keeping the clock running.
And again, they do kind of run out of time, does Kearney Catholic, on their last possession. And at this point, if you think that Cambridge is running time possession, kind of running the clock, it's going to happen big time now because they've got a 2-score advantage. They're kind of like a boa constrictor. They're going to try to start tightening everything up here in the second half.
Yep.
Well, you hear in the background the strands of the Kearney Catholic marching band, their patriotic field show, and it ends with a pretty good drama, the arrival of the American flag in the middle of, appropriately enough, the shape of the band as a star. So here we are. We have about 4 minutes till the end of halftime. Again, our halftime score, it's Kearney Catholic trailing Cambridge. The Trojans with a 12-0 lead. The Stars finally showing some signs of life late in the second quarter. We'll take another break or two, and we'll continue with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as the team captain's out there discussing things. I'm sure Cambridge will get the ball here, start the second half. We discuss all of our options. I think we're just going to have a repeat of what we had in the first half. Cambridge will be receiving the kickoff. They'll be heading to the north end zone. A score from over at Foster Field. Kearney High leading Lincoln Southwest by a count of 10-3. So a touchdown lead for the Bearcats over across town. That a big game for Kearney High, as they are in a very, very tough district. And I think it's a goofy way they do it in Class A, where they take the top three teams out of your district. So if you have a weak district, you can get in with a record of 2-6 or whatever. And if you're in a strong district, you might not make it at 6-3 or even 7-2. So Class A, I think it needs to rethink that. We do have some scores for you. Lincoln leading Fremont 14-7. That's at the half. Fremont Bergen leading West Point Central Catholic 21-6 at the half. Silver Lake 34, Kennesaw 16. That's at halftime. And Adams Central also with the lead in their game against York, as they lead that one. Oh, it's something to 7. I got to piece that back together here with my text. Actually, it's cut off a little bit. I believe Adams Central had 28 last I saw, so I think they're up 28-7. In that game. We could always call Schlechter. We could always try to find it out that way. Interesting announcement earlier this week. Kearney Catholic, Adams Central moving their regular scheduled boys basketball game to Grand Island, going to a neutral site. Talk about that a little bit, Coach.
We're going to play in that Heartland Duke Classic in February there, middle of February.
13th.
February 13th. And, we play the 1 o'clock game against Adams Central. We got a phone call it was probably in May there, then wanted to know if we wanted to play in it. Coach Select and I were like, yeah, you bet, we want to play in it. And it's just, a barrage of games at the Heartland Hoop Classic, starting, at 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning. It runs all the way till, the last game's like 8 o'clock to start. So that'll be a lot of fun. Went to the games last year and watched a lot of them, and that was a lot of fun to watch. Just me being a basketball nut, I just love to go and watch basketball. And you got 6 or 7 games in a row, and I just sit there and watch them all. It was a blast.
It's like almost a little bit like the state tournament environment, because, again, you kind of have the big open area behind the baskets. You got a court set in the middle of the field, and if you make it certainly into the semifinals, you're going to be facing things like that.
Yep.
Really in almost any classes. That's why some of those smaller teams like Ewing's going this year. Some of those teams kind of want to be just part of that environment. Just a quick little question, play devil's advocate here a little bit. You're not playing then on the last weekend of the regular season. That's a long break before districts.
Yep, and I brought that up to my, we had a meeting with my basketball players, and that's what I told them. I said, we normally play Adams Central that Friday before we go into sub-districts, and I just said, guys, I'm going to leave it up to you. We can play in it, and we're going to have about 10 days off before sub-districts start. That's up to you guys, and they all voted that they wanted to play in that. So I said, hey, let's go play in it then.
All right, fair enough. And Drew Butler is going to tee things up here for Kearney Catholic, and we will have coverage of that game for you either on Power 99 or right here on ESPN 1460. I can tell you that in advance. Here's Butler putting his foot into it, and we're ready to go here in the second half. It's kicked up by Gus Peterson at about the 15-yard line. Not much room to run. Peterson bounces out to the outside, breaks through the clear. Only Butler is left, and
Nice play by Peterson cutting to the outside and finally pulled down at about the 25-yard line. Butler was able to slow him down, and great hustle there on special teams as I think it was Strite. Yeah, Connor Strite all the way back and making his presence known there on special teams.
Yeah, good job of not giving up on the play. Sometimes you see some people just, you know, I can't get there. Connor did a good job of hustling back and, you know, at least getting him tackled by the 25 there.
Well, they do spot it just outside the 25, so officially this will be at the 26-yard line, so certainly not the start to the second half that Kearney Catholic would like to have. Good field position here for the Trojans, who have a two-touchdown lead, and they'll hand the ball off to Jackson. Jackson threw a hole to the right side, now cuts to the outside more, and is in for the touchdown. Barely touched as he went across the line of scrimmage, and he goes in from 26 yards away, and it's a three-score game here as Cambridge has extended their lead.
You know, just what Kearney Catholic didn't need happened. You know, they got a good punt or a good kick return off, and then one play, and bang, they're scoring a touchdown. Nice, quick little play to Jackson off the right side, and he hit the hole, and bang, he was in there for a touchdown.
Well, again, after missing their first kick, they went for two, their second touchdown. They're going to go for two here again. Again, out of the wishbone, and two tight ends, and Ekberg's going to roll out to his right, looking to the end zone, throws it in underneath, and it is, again, incomplete. So it's 18-0 Cambridge as the two-point conversion again failed, and that's the only blemish really to the Trojans here, who have now a three-score lead. And moments ago, we saw Abe Clinch warming up. I would assume he's going to be in a quarterback as the Stars are now done by three scores, and they'll get the football to start their first possession of the second half right after this.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. And Cambridge got a pretty good start to things, thanks to a nice kick return. Maybe Kearney Catholic can return the favor here a little bit. Doors back there, and that's not O'Brien. I can't make out the number, so we'll try to check it here if they get the ball. Kasnowski was back there, rather, and down on his knee to make the catch, and down on the play was that Grosskreutz?
I think it was...
Is it Strite again?
Brett James.
Well, James back there. Okay, number 88. Yeah, that would make sense, I guess. Brett James caught the ball, made sure he secured the ball. But in high school football, if your knee's on the ground, college as well, you're down right there on the spot. So he is down at the 14-yard line. Couldn't even get to the wall. It is Clinch at quarterback. First and 10 from the 14, and number 14 will hand it up to Kasnowski, who spins through the middle, brings it across the 20-yard line, and is going to be down about the 22. Nice little hole there, and hitting it hard is Chris Kasnowski.
Yep, a little bit of a push by the offensive line that time, and Chris hit the hole extremely hard that time. You know, picked up 7-8 yards that time, and nice job by, you know, the offensive line of Kearney Catholic that time.
Well, Kyle, it's 2nd and 3 here for the Stars, and they need to put a little salve on things here a little bit and stop the bleeding. They need to get some points here. Clinch is in the shotgun, one back in the backfield, Kasnowski. They hand it to him, and they all collapse on Kasnowski as he tries to get the ball across the 25-yard line. He's a little short of that. He does gain a little bit on the play, and it's going to be relatively close to the first down. He got more out of that than I thought.
Yeah, because it didn't look like there was much there at that point right off the bat. And, So he ended up picking up 3 yards on that. That was a good, strong run by Chris Kasnowski.
And again, it just didn't look like there was much to it. Then they unstacked everything. He's got enough for the first down. The ball is spotted right at the 25-yard line. And that's enough for a first down. And that's one of those things that's easy to see. If the nose of the football touched that line and where the chains were set, that's a first down. So one back in the back, though. Clinch under center here for the Stars. Pitch back to Kasnowski, trying to get that outside corner. Outruns one defender. Nope, he couldn't. They got a reach out there. But there is a flag thrown late that could be a horse collar tackle. We couldn't really see because there was a lot of Trojans standing between us and where the tackle was made.
Yep, we just saw the flag come down. We don't, you know, it looked, just looked like, you know, the way he came down, it was something.
Something with the tackle, yeah. And I still haven't really seen the indication. They pointed to Cambridge. Call it a hole. Was that the horse?
I don't know.
The horse collars, where they kind of pull on their collar a little bit, they signified hold, and I don't think that's it. I think they meant to have something else. But in any event, it is going to be a first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic, thanks to the penalty.
It will be a first down for the Stars.
So that's not officially a run, even though it was a nice one for Kasnowski. He'll be first and 10 from the 36-yard line. The penalty gives them a first down. Kasnowski gets a handoff up the middle, and Klinchkin's there, gets in there and tries to push the pile forward, and he can't get there in time to prevent a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, nice push by the Cambridge defensive line that time, getting in the backfield, and there was just nothing there at that point. And Chris Kasnowski had nowhere to run that time. And then Clinch tried to give him a little bit of a push himself, try to pick up something, but lost about 2 yards.
You like to see that. He's out there, he's playing football. I don't think that's not the act of a nervous kid. You know what I mean? That's not the act of a nervous kid. Here's Clinch. He's going to go out of the shotgun. The freshman will call out the signals, puts a man in motion to his right. There's now three to the right. Clinch is going to roll to the right, has time to throw. Now the pressure comes, throws in underneath, and he skips it a little bit short of Creighton Pierce.
Yep, you know, he rolled out this side, and it looked like they kind of wanted to get that one route that they had that one time going down the sideline. Pacheco got a little bit held up there, and then he tried to hit Creighton Pierce in the middle there and kind of bounced it in that time.
We have some more scores for you that we'll check for you. Alma 28-0 over Bertrand at the half. Amherst with a 47-0 lead over Wilcox at halftime. Blue Hill 17, Thayer Central 6 that game also at halftime. And Sydney has a lead over Kimball. That game's still in the first half out west. Shotgun formation. Clinch is going to roll to his right. Pressure coming, and he is sacked. Coming through there in a hurry was Catlin Rice, and Rice shot through there, and Clinch just couldn't find anybody to throw the football too fast enough. At least he didn't make a mistake with it.
Yeah, you know, at least he didn't just try to chuck it downfield or something and make a mistake of doing that, but that Rice shot through there very, very fast that time.
It's a loss of 16 on the play, and it is fourth and a bunch. Butler is in punt formation. He's going to roll to his left, do the little rugby punt, and he's able to punt it down to about the 40-yard line. And a great little move there by Ekberg. Ekberg cuts back to the middle and is going to be pulled down at about the 50-yard line. And again, one of the nice things about that rugby punt is it allows your coverage guys to get down there very, very far, very close, and there really wasn't much room to run there, even though Ekberg did make a couple of nice moves.
Yeah, he did a good job of, you know, getting what he could out of that right there. You know, Drew Butler did a good job of getting the punt off. You know, like you said, it gets your guys, you know, a chance to get downfield and cover that punt, and Kearney Catholic was right there, and Ekberg did a good job of just picking up what he could.
Cambridge has already crossed midfield. It'll be first and 10 from the 49. Quick little pitch to the outside, and room to run. It's Ethan Long. Long cuts to the outside, is finally tripped up after a huge game by Jacob O'Brien. Just a quick pitch to the outside, and through the seam in no time flat was Long, and Long is pulled down at about the 22-yard line. So that's a gain of about 27.
Yep, and just a good quick pitch, and he just kind of outran everybody, got around the corner, and Jacob O'Brien did a good job of, you know, making a saving tackle for he gained up getting a lot of yards, but he could have got a touchdown on that, so nice job by Jacob.
So Long with a nice run there. And now the quarterback will keep it. He's going to be pulled down after a gain of about 8 on that far side, saving the play, I believe, was Ritter. And Ritter with a nice tackle, but Young Stackett, that's a 9-yard gain, and that's not going to get it done.
Yep, just, you know, quick little, you know, fake to Gus up the middle, and he kind of rolled back to his right side and followed his blockers and ended up picking 9 yards up that time.
And you can hear the Kearney Catholic faithful extolling their defense to put up a stop here. It's a tall enough mountain now. They don't need to fall behind anymore. Hand off to Peterson right up the middle. Great line surge that time for the Stars. Peterson didn't get much, but he didn't need much. And they're on the far side. They're going to move the marker, and it says third down. But he's there's not much of a difference from where they need to get the first down and where that marker's at.
Yep, you know, and a good job by Bowman going in there, and, you know, a little line surge from Kearney Catholic and stopped Peterson for hardly any gain that time.
It is third and about the length of a football here. Ball spotted at about the 13-yard line. Stars need to come up with some sort of defensive play here. Again, here's the wishbone. They'll hand the ball to that trailing back. He cuts back to the inside, and Ethan Long is going to have a nice little gain on the play.
Good
of about 2 yards, yeah.
Time by the offensive line. He picked up another, you know, 5-6 yards to move the chains, and then, you know, the first and goal from about the 7-8 yard line again. And Cambridge just, moving the clock or moving the football, keeping the clock running.
A nice little 5-yard gain. And again, it doesn't look like anything fancy, but it's first and goal from the 8-yard line. Again, the shotgun formation, the wishbone formation. Long trying to get the outside and does. And check it. It's not Long, but rather Jackson, who comes in and checked into the game, cuts to the outside and gets an 8-yard score.
Yep, you know, just a quick little toss, and Jackson got to the outside and, got into the end zone at that point. Nice little run by Jackson at that time. He just got the corner turned and took it on in from 8 yards out.
So it's now 24-0. Cambridge has yet to convert on a conversion after a score. And, you're looking for for that silver lining if that's the biggest thing you get to brag about here. Wishbone formation, and the lineman moves up the middle, and that's going to be an infraction on the right guard here for Cambridge. And, you know, Rodriguez has done a nice job, 135 pounds out there.
Yeah.
And think of some of the guys he's trying to block out there. At times your guard's going to block a Bowman, and he's done a nice job up there.
He has done a real good job up there. You know, and that's what we mentioned when we looked and saw it was 135. We both looked at each other and goes, man, he must be tough.
They're going to kick now, as now Rodriguez will come in and kick, and a high kick, and the extra point is good. So it's 25-0, Cambridge with the lead over Kearney Catholic with 6:48 to go here in the third quarter, and the mountain just gets a little bit taller here for the ninth-ranked Stars. Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. We come back right after this.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members. Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Brett James and Chris Kasnowski back deep here for Kearney Catholic, and James will get the ball at about the 10-yard line, runs right back up the middle, and is planted after he gets across the 20-yard line. That was a tremendous stick by the mystery man, number 11. I've got a roster from the school, I got a roster from Kearney Catholic, and neither one of them mentions number 11, and you hate to mention that. He's the guy that kicks off, but I can only tell you what I know, and I don't know the name of number 11. That was a nice stick and a good run by James.
Yep.
And it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic from the 23-yard line. In the shotgun is going to be Abe Clinch. He'll put a man in motion. That's O'Brien. They'll hand it to O'Brien. O'Brien tries to get to the outside on that wing back counter, and I don't know if he even made it back to the line of scrimmage.
I don't think he did. You know, it looked like there was something there that was going to kind of develop, but, you know, then Cambridge got to pursuing, and I don't think he got, he got no gain at that point.
Absolutely nothing out of it, and that's that line surge. One thing about that play is if you get no line surge from your offensive line, if the other team gets that, there's no way that play is ever going to work. That one's built on a little bit of surge and a little bit of misdirection. Not looking for that guy coming in underneath,
yep.
But if you search through there, you're going to run into him.
Yep, that's right.
That's kind of what happens here. So Clinch will go in under center. Kasnowski's in the backfield with him. He has two wideouts to the right, two to the left. Man in motion who will go back the other way. That's Door, and the pass to Door is a little bit low, and it's incomplete.
You know, in that time, you know, Abe just didn't look like he just didn't step in and throw that one. He kind of bounced that one in there. Because, you know, it didn't look like, Cambridge had it guarded pretty good, too. They had some defenders out there also.
So the Stars down by 25 here. They're trailing 25-0 to the Cambridge Trojans. And we're going to check some more scores for you here in just a few moments. But first, we'll break the huddle, and they're going to have on the short side of the field, trips to the short side, on the wide side of the field, one, and one back in the backfield, who picks up the blitz a little bit, and the throw in underneath, caught by Creighton Pierce, and Pierce has it awfully close to a first down, and it was a good decision to leave it back in the backfield because they came blitzing, and Kasnowski with a nice block and a well-thrown ball by Abe Clinch.
Yep, you know, he had Rice blitzing up the middle that time, and, you know, good thing that Chris was back there. He did a good job of stepping in and picking up the blitz and, you know, was able to get, Abe a little bit of time to throw the pass that time, and Abe did a good job of setting his feet and throwing the ball to Creighton Pierce.
So Creighton Pierce makes the catch and has it for a first down at the 35-yard line. Shotgun formation, trips to the short side of the field, and it's through the hands of Abe Clinch, who gets a nice bounce, steps up, tries to throw, pressure coming, and that's going to cost him a few yards as he's going to be sacked. Obviously, the ball going through his hands threw off the timing of that play, and it's going to be a negative play for the Stars, but not as negative as it could be.
Yep, you know, at least he got, you know, sense enough to pick up the ball and try to pick up what he could that time. When you got Gus Peterson steaming at you, you know, it's kind of hard, kind of keep an eye on the football sometimes, too, with him coming down.
Even if everything goes right with handling the ball, you may not have time to get it off with Peterson coming through like he did, and certainly, if you have to pick it up off the bounce, it's not going to work out. So a loss of six. It'll be second and 16 from the 28-yard line. Clinch in the shotgun will put a man in motion going further to the wide right side where he has trips. He steps up, throws in underneath, and it is knocked down by a diving Gus Peterson who closed up some ground. Peterson didn't really have much of a chance at an interception, but that was a beautiful diving tip away of the ball by Peterson.
Yes, that was. You know, he didn't have a good shot at it, looked like, to intercept it, but like you said, he did a great job of just getting a hand on it and knocking that ball down.
Garden County leading Creek Valley, 16-8 in the first. Sydney 7, Kimball nothing, the end of one quarter. Norris 21, Nebraska City 6, and Crawford is leading Banner County as well as we check some scores from around the state of Nebraska. Cambridge, as we mentioned, has the lead here in the third, 25-0, with 4:28 to go here in the third quarter. Trips to the right for freshman Abe Clinch, who's in at quarterback, and pressure coming, and he's going to have to eat the football. And the Cambridge coaching staff very excited about the pressure they were able to put on the freshman quarterback that time, as Clinch has to just tuck it, take the loss, take your medicine, and don't do anything foolish with the football.
Yep, by the time the ball got back there on the snap, it seemed like there was a lot of Cambridge guys right back there also, so Cambridge did a great job of getting in there and penetrating that time.
So Clinch loses another 7 yards on the play. And Butler will take the snap. Rugby punt it to the outside. Gets hit. And it's going to bounce through the legs of a kicker of the receiver. And a very late flag where the punt took place. And that looks like that could be roughing. That will be a 15-yard penalty. But remember, it was 4th and 21.
Yep,
an automatic first down.
It might be. I think that's an automatic first down. Roughing the punter is, so you know, it's a situation. If they, call it roughing the punter. It looked like the Cambridge coaches were kind of trying to make a, like he tipped the football, but it looks like it might be roughing the punter.
And it's a little bit different situation. I'd have to actually talk to an official about this. In my mind, it's a little bit different when you rugby punt, because, you are running. You kind of almost have to put some pressure on. I thought if you took a few steps, that did change things. But in any event, they're talking with the Kearney Catholic players on this play. No question about it, there was contact being made. My point is, if you're the defense, you're in a tough spot with that rugby-style punt when they're running, because you're supposed to stop while they're still running.
Yeah,
exactly. And you can't stop in midair.
Yep, so it's a situation where, Kearney Catholics look like they're going to take the result of the punt. Like you said, it might not have been enough to get a first down, so they probably took the penalty or took the result of the play.
They're going to take the result of the play instead of, gaining 15 yards, having to be 4th and 9 and then punting again.
Yep.
So, again, it becomes a real moot point because we just ignore the flag anyway because we pick it up. The ball is spotted at the 28-yard line as actually it went through the kick returner's hands and legs, Hayden Ekberg, and they say he did not touch it. The referee was standing right there, and so the ball will be at the 28-yard line. So first and 10 here for Cambridge, who has really begun to dominate this play with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Handoff right up the middle, and Peterson bounces, runs over one guy, then kind of bounces out to the left, and Bowman is able to hold on for dear life, and that's going to be a gain of about 7 on the play.
And it's just a situation that, Gus hits that hole so darn hard and fast, he ends up picking up about 6 yards on a play that looked like Mike should only gain about 3 yards. But he's so good at hitting that hole and hitting it hard.
And one other thing we have to kind of keep in mind here, the Kearney Catholic defense has been pounded out about 40 carries so far in the game. And that's a lot of contact from a very strong physical set of running backs out there. Ekberg hands it off underneath. Kasnowski, the first one there. Very late flag coming in, thrown in on the end of the play. Gain of only a couple of yards, as I believe it was Jackson that had the carry. But we'll see what the call is. It's going to be a hold on Cambridge.
Yep, and even on that play, he ends up gaining about, 4 or 5 yards.
Well, they cheated.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course they're going to gain yards. They cheat. They hold you like that. You got to get something out of the deal.
Yep, and that's just the situation of the wishbone attack. Like you said, they got 40, 45 plays of just smashing you and smashing you and smashing you. It wears on you.
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, tomorrow the Stars will get together. Dave Colling will bring them in. They'll look at film. They stretch out and all that stuff. When those guys are doing their stretching exercise, there's going to be a lot of groaning that's going to be taking place. That is a spot foul, so it's going to set up 2nd and 14 here. And again, in the wishbone is going to be the Cambridge Trojans. They have two tight ends, and they hand it off to Peterson right up the middle and loses the football, but I think Ekberg is able to dive back on it. First one there to make contact was Bowman, so let's give Bowman credit for hitting him so hard and so quick that Peterson couldn't hold on to the ball. Peterson dropped it, but Ekberg, Johnny on the spot, it's going to be a loss of about 2 yards on the play.
Heads-up play by Ekberg because Colton Dorr came flying in there when he saw that football on the ground, too, and Ekberg got on it very quickly.
So Ekberg loses 2 yards on the play. Officially, he gets the carry because he ended up with the ball. He has the 2 yard loss on the play, but it's one of the better plays he's made tonight. Quick little handoff to Peterson right up the middle. Peterson spinning around is thrown forward by Kasnowski, but it's going to set up 4th and very long here as the Kearney Catholic defense, thanks to a holding penalty and thanks to, even without the fumble, that was still a pretty good defensive play. The Stars defense holds here a little bit, and we'll see if the big green tractor can get things going offensively, as I would assume Cambridge is going to punt here on 4th and 6 from the 33.
Yep, and like you said, Kearney Catholic had a pretty good stance. Even on the fumble, they were right there, making the play on Gus Peterson at that time. It looks like they're not going to punt. They're going to go for it.
I don't understand why you do that with a 25-point lead. This is the only way that Kearney Catholic is going to get back into the football game, is if you do something foolish like this.
Yeah. Give them a short field if they happen to hold them here on this. To me, punting the football would make sense, but, Cambridge is probably thinking, well, we're moving the football. Maybe we can pick up 7-8 yards. I don't know.
I mean, it's Lazarus. You raise him from the dead if you make a silly play like this. This is a Lazarus kind of moment. I mean, I just don't understand why you don't punt the football, pin him back deep. Your defense hasn't given up any points all game. What makes you think you're going to fall apart with only 13 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the game?
Yep, I agree. They came out, and Kearney Catholic ended up calling timeout. But, the situation where Cambridge came out, and they were lined up ready to go for it at 4th and 6th from the 34-yard line.
Yeah. So the short field, if Kearney Catholic can hold them, it'll be a big play. Big doings going on over at Foster Field as Lincoln Southwest in town to take on the Bearcats in a key district matchup. And with 10 minutes left to go in that game, it's 10-10, Kearney High and Lincoln Southwest. And I think they rethought it here, Cambridge did. Maybe they did it to force Kearney Catholic to call that timeout, because now it appears that Cambridge is going to punt the football in kick formation. It is going to be Rice, and Rice gets the snap, puts his foot into it, a wobbly kick, and Abe Clinch needs to get away from it, and I think they yelled at him to get away because that one was kicked a little bit short, and it's down at about the 44-yard line, and that could have been disaster if a little bit of misfortune would have gone Kearney Catholic's way. But instead, the ball will be at the 44-yard line, and I'm beginning to see why maybe they might go for it. That really, I think the kicking team, the kicking unit, the special teams of Cambridge is really probably the weak link in their chain.
Yeah, as it showed right there on the punt, good snap and everything too.
So, Kearney Catholic, minute 11 to go in the third, down 25-0 to Cambridge, has the football, and they hand it off. Nope, it's going to be kept by Clinch, and Clinch is actually going to be sacked for a big loss as the pressure came. Ekberg was up there, also in on the play, putting a little bit of pressure was Logan Baker, and they just couldn't pick up the extra numbers coming up for Cambridge, and a big loss on the play of right at 10 yards,
yep.
Loss of a strong 9 anyway.
And Clinch rolled out, and Bowman's out there, and he made a couple of blocks, but there's about two or three other Cambridge guys there to bring baby.
If you block two, that ain't going to work if they bring three, and that's exactly what happened there. Clinch in the shotgun yet again, and he has trips to his left, which is the wide side of the field. Little Statue of Liberty play to Kasnowski. Kasnowski has it at about the 36-yard line. Little shades of Boise State, not quite as effective as the Broncos had against the Sooners a couple years ago. Well, if you think about it, that was only a 3-yard gain because it was a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a bad little play. Got Kearney Catholic to manageable distance here. It's going to be 3rd and 10.
Yep, and that was a good little play there for Kearney Catholic.
With your second-team quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, how often does he practice that? And he did a nice job of it. We got a timeout here, I believe. It's the end of the quarter. End of the quarter. Zeros on the scoreboard. Unfortunately, one of those zeros is on the home side as Kearney Catholic is trailing 25-0 as we head to the fourth quarter. The Stars will have 3rd and 10 when we come back after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as Kearney Catholic has a long way to go and a short time to get there. There's only 12 minutes left to go in the game as we have the first play of the fourth quarter here. It's 25-0 Cambridge, and the Stars have it. Third and 10 from just outside the 45-yard line here. Abe Clinch in the shotgun, pressure coming, throws it in underneath, a high pass that is caught, and lunging forward And I think getting the first down is Creighton Pierce. A great catch. And that's going to be awfully close. And I think a team down by 25 might go for it even if they don't get it here.
Yep, I think you're right, Randy. You know, good job, you know, Abe getting the snap there and just rolling out to his left a little bit and connecting with Anthony Pacheco, I believe.
Yeah, it was Pacheco, number three. I thought it was two.
Anthony Pacheco did a great job of lunging forward and almost getting the first down that time.
A gain of a strong nine. It is going to be fourth and about a yard here. Shotgun formation for Clinch, who rolls to his right, throws it in underneath. His receiver had fallen down, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to Colton Dorr. So Colton Dorr can't make the catch because Colton Dorr fell down.
Yeah, that time, you know, he rolled off to the right side there, and you know, looked like Colton Dorr kind of fell down that time, or might have been helped down a little bit on that play that time.
And there was another guy there. I didn't see the contact because I was watching the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but no flag was thrown, so no pass interference or holding was seen by the officials. Two wideouts to the left. They'll go in the I formation. And almost a bad snap. And the quarterback, Ekberg, keeps the football. He came out of it, juggled a little bit. I think he meant to give it to Gus Peterson right up the middle, but he was handling the ball. And so he just kind of kept it himself and followed the play right up the middle.
Yep.
It's kind of interesting. In the wishbone, you do have your fullback very close. But even with that I formation, Gus Peterson is in the quarterback's back pocket.
Yeah, he is. And it's just a quick little, like you said, that time it kind of, you know, bad little handoff or snap from him, and all of a sudden he just follows the. And we got flags all over the place on this play.
I think there's a couple of fans that threw a flag out there. I think I see more flags than I see striped shirts. It was pretty obvious it was offsides here for Cambridge. I mean, so obvious that, you know.
Every official I threw that one.
Yeah. You know, when the back official throws for motion, you know it's obvious. Second and 11, ball at the 48-yard line. And Cambridge has shot themselves in the foot a few times with penalties. And Kearney Catholic can take any help they can get. I formation here. Hand off to Peterson right up the middle, and Peterson is going to be hit right at the 50-yard line. Finishing things off is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald on the play, but Bowman was down there. Colton Dorr was down there. Pretty good surge there by Kearney Catholic.
Yep, that time with Kearney Catholic's defense did a very good job of getting a little bit of penetration. You know, like you said, Gus is in the back pocket of Ekberg, and he got the ball, and there was a few Kearney Catholic guys right there, too.
Well, good news for Kearney High fans, as the Bearcats for Kearney I just scored a touchdown, and so they take the lead back against Lincoln Southwest. That game's in the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter here at Miles Field. 9:40 to go in the football game. Clock ticking down here. Stars down 25-0 to Cambridge. Hand off to Peterson. No, that late pitch to Jackson. Jackson turns the corner on the outside, breaks one tackle, has more than enough for the first down, and great ball handling there. I thought Peterson had the ball. The quarterback still had the ball, and then pitched it late to the far running back over there as they turn the corner, and they have a nice gain on the play of about 15 yards, 16 yards.
Yeah, very good job of Ekberg that time, you know, putting that ball right into Gus's, you know, gut and then pulling it out, and then he ran the option and did a good job as the guys just collapsed on him, and he pitched it right on out, and they end up gaining about 15 yards on that play.
And Drew Butler is holding his shoulder, it would appear, or elbow. He has his right arm kind of cradling his left, and oh, I don't think that's good at all, Coach.
No, you know, and the way he's walking off and everything, it looks like he's got a little bit of a shoulder injury.
Well, they were working on the shoulder. I looked at his lower arm, and I thought it was problem was actually with the lower arm. So we'll try to keep an eye on that. It's fumbled snap. Ekberg's just going to follow the line surge up the middle on first and 10, and he's still going to end up gaining about 4 yards on the play.
Yep, and, you know, line surge again that time, Randy, with, you know, good. He didn't even get the handoff. just picked the ball up, followed where the hole was supposed to be, and picked up 4 or 5 yards there himself.
And again, we've talked about this before. This is about the 50th running play that Cambridge has had on the night, and they just keep pounding and pounding and pounding away at Kearney Catholic. Inside at 9 minutes to go here again. Two tight end, wishbone formation for the Trojans. Ekberg will hand the ball off. Dancing around is Peterson, and Peterson tiptoes around, maybe gains 2, maybe 3 yards on the play. Had a little nothing forward, just kind of some lateral space he had there, and he's going to gain about 2 yards, maybe 3.
Yeah, just, you know, another good job for Gus there, too. You know, didn't have much, and he made a little bit out of what he could at that point in time. You're picking up 2 or 3 yards that time.
And again, the clock, not an ally of Kearney Catholic right now, and any more points would make this awfully tough here for the Stars. You know, if they wouldn't have made that extra point, this would be a 3-possession game for Kearney Catholic with 2-point conversions. As it stands, it right now is a 4-possession game, and they don't have enough time for 5. Wishbone formation, Ekberg keeps, pitches late. With it is Peterson. Peterson backtracks, and they sandwich him for a loss of about 7.
Yep, good penetration that time by Kearney Catholic, and, you know, getting in there, you know, Bowman and Colton Dorr and those guys getting a good hat on Gus Peterson that time, because there just wasn't much there at that point in time.
And again, it's probably one of those plays. This game's easy to play from up here.
Yeah.
He's probably better off just getting whatever he can on the play, because now it's going to be 4th and 10, the ball from the 34-yard line. And they break the huddle, and when we get done with this play, we'll see if we can get you some more scores that we just came our way. Wishbone formation on 4th and 10 from the 34-yard line. Ekberg going to keep, going to roll out. He's looking to throw, throws it in underneath. It is caught for a first down, and they're going to pull him down at about the 10-yard line. Taylor with the catch, and number 40, Cole Taylor, from his tight end position, is able to gain 24 yards on the play. That's the second pass completion of the night here for Cambridge.
Yeah, and Ekberg did a good job rolling out, had a little bit of pressure, you know, coming up the middle on him, and he stood in there and threw a good pass right to number 40, and he picks up a first down and keeps this drive going for Cambridge.
So a nice 24-yard completion there. So Cambridge is 2 out of 3 in the air on the night, and it's very effective. 39 yards, couple of first downs off of it, hand off to the first back through, and the middle of the Kearney Catholic line stands things up, but with the line surge, it's going to be a gain of a couple of yards. And I think Cambridge has sent in some second-tier players, so I'm not exactly sure who carried the football there.
And, you know, pretty good job, you know, both teams there. You know, Cambridge getting a push on the line a little bit, and Kearney Catholic with some of theirs. I see Ike Austin Lowry, another freshman in there for Kearney Catholic, you know, making the play on that one.
Well, Peterson's still in there, so is Jackson and Ekberg. They've changed. They brought Long in at running back. Ekberg is going to keep, turn the outside corner, is hit right at the goal line, goes in for the score, but there is a flag on the play about where you would suspect that it's a holding call.
Yeah, but it looked like it came from the outside guy here, so, you know, it might have been a holding as he tried to get around that corner and get the corner turned there that time.
Yeah, it is going to be a hold. We've got some scores for you. Alma 42, Bertrand nothing at the end of 3. Adams Central 55, York 7 in the third, so the clock's running there. St. Cecilia 49, Fillmore Central nothing. Clock running going to be there. And Blue Hill, to no one's surprise, has a lead. They're up 24-6 over Thayer Central. Fremont Lincoln tied in 14 in the fourth. Sydney 22, Kimball nothing. That game's at the half. Silver Lake 50, Kennesaw 16, that game in the fourth quarter, and Kearney High with a touchdown lead against Lincoln Southwest. That game's in the fourth quarter over at Foster Field. We got you all caught up. Thanks to our friends over at Valentino's. We deliver the scores. Let Valentino's deliver the pizza. Jackson off the left side. Now he's cutting to the right side, runs through one tackle, another, and lunges near the goal line. And they can get a first down short of the goal line, so they're going to be fairly close. They're going to be about 2 yards short here. It's going to be 3rd and about 2 from about the 3-yard line.
Jackson did a good job that time. He went to the left side, kind of got bottled up there on the left side, kind of brought it back to the right side, and ended up picking up, you know, 7-8 yards that time. So a nice run by Jackson that time. A lot of attention with Gus Peterson, but Jackson's got three touchdowns on the night. And again, he's in the backfield with Long and Peterson. They'll hand the ball. No. Ekberg keeps it himself, and he goes in for a touchdown. It gets in there from 3 yards out. And Cambridge puts an exclamation point on this one with 4:58 to go in the game. As now Cambridge has scored in every single quarter, and just for fun, they scored twice in the third.
You know, in distributing the football, Cambridge does such a good job of that. Then all of a sudden you get down near the goal line, they're keying on Gus, and then Jackson or Ekberg taking in for the touchdown.
And again, we don't know who number 11 is, but we do know he's going to try an extra point here. The snap is down. The kick is really low and ugly, and it is no good. So the score remains 31-0, and we have 4:58 to go here in homecoming for Kearney Catholic. And things not going the way of the Stars, and it would take an absolute miracle for Kearney Catholic to come back in this one. 31-0 Cambridge, 4:58 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, don't forget, later tonight, the Friday Night Scoreboard Show after the completion of the Pleasanton-Hampton game on our sister station, Power 99, as all the scores from around the state, around the area, coaches' interviews, and a whole lot more coming up on the Friday Night Scoreboard Show over on our sister station. Cambridge to kick off, a little pooch kick, a little short kick. Creighton Pierce is going to pick it up about the 25-yard line. Picks up a block on the right sideline. Gets to about the 35, and there's a meeting of the two schools right there. There's about 20 kids in a small little box as it all gets bunched up right there, and that's the end of the play at the 35-yard line.
Creighton did a pretty good job, you know, up back, picking up the ball or getting the ball and just taking it up and getting what he could there. Like you said, there's about 18, 19 guys just right there in one spot right there.
This is Cambridge football, you know.
Yeah.
Run the football, pound on you, pound on you, pound on you. Stay on the ground, be effective with the football, and that's exactly what they've been able to do here in the game. Kearney Catholic was able to take them out of that game last year by building a quick early lead, and Kearney Catholic just really hasn't gotten their offense going at all. And again, not one player makes a team, but having Jared Ranke not be able to really run effectively with the football takes away a lot of the offense here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I agree with you, Randy. You know, having Jared back there, and just his elusiveness, getting out of situations sometimes, you know, that Abe may not be able to quite get out of yet as a freshman. Maybe, you know, down the road he does, but, you know, Jared can get out of those situations here and there. And we saw that 2 weeks ago here against Ravenna where he made, you know, every once in a while he'd make something out of nothing and, you know, pick up 8, 10, 12, and sometimes even a 70-some-yard run out of nothing. And you just don't see that, you know, with Abe back there right now at this point. But, you know, he's a freshman at this point in time, and he's doing a pretty good job.
I agree. I think he's doing a very good job out there. I mean, how many times have we ever said, well, that's a freshman play, or he makes a freshman mistake, and freshmen make freshman mistakes, but we haven't seen that out of Abe Clinch. And I think Abe's having a nice game back there. This is a very good football team that Kearney Catholic's playing tonight, and Abe Clinch is not hurting him. And I think that says a lot about how well he's playing. I think he's playing very well. We had a little quick timeout here for Kearney Catholic as they kind of had some
personnel issues. They had to call a timeout. They hand the ball right up the middle and bounce into the outside for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be Alex Lowe, and Lowe is able to get across midfield and crosses the 45-yard line. He just kind of bounces to the outside as, again, both teams have kind of brought in some second-line players out there, but that was a nice little gain all the way from the 35 to about the 44. So that'll be a gain of 21 yards on the play for Lowe.
Yep, you know, on both sides, like you said, Randy, has brought in both their second bunch of kids, and which is good. You know, get them guys some playing time right now on both sides of the football.
So Lowe with, a 21-yard run on the play. And a quick handoff again to Lowe right up. No, a good fake by Clinch, who's going to throw the ball deep. Has a man in there underneath, underthrows him a little bit. Nice adjustment on the ball, but they couldn't make the catch. And I think that was James trying to come back for the ball.
Yep, Abe did a good job that time rolling out. And Brett did a good job of running his route down that time. And he was open just for a little bit, and Abe just got the ball just a little underthrew him that time. But, you know, like you said, both teams got their JVs in there, and this is nice to see both teams just getting people in playing football.
So it will be second and 10, ball at the 44-yard line here. Kearney Catholic now just kind of playing for pride, down by 31. They fake the handoff, and no, they actually gave it to the outside. Good ball movement. Keegan Fitzgerald has it. Cuts to the outside, breaks one tackle. It's going to be forced down inside the 15-yard line, as I didn't think he had the football. That ball was handed off so quickly. By Abe Clinch, who then backed up like he was throwing the football. He faked out the radio guy, and I think some of the guys wearing the orange helmet.
I do too, Randy. And we had Keegan Fitzgerald just going around the right end. And like you said, very quickly, he kind of handed it off. And Abe did a good job of carrying out the fake that time and looking like he was ready to pass, and it kind of fooled some of the Cambridge kids also.
So a 27-yard gain, and aside from a 38-yard pass play, largest play of the night here for Kearney Catholic, and now has a first and 10 from the 17-yard line. As a JV game has broken out here. Clinch is going to just pitch it to James. Corey James cuts back to the inside. Nice cut by James, who lunges toward the goal line. Is he in? No, he's just short.
Yeah, you said, Randy, that's a good job. He brought it out to the outside, and then he kind of saw a little alley going up through the middle, and he cut it back into the middle there and got the football down to about the 2-yard line. It looks like 1 or 2 yard line at that point.
Well, that was set up to be completely to the outside. James had a nice sense cutting back to the inside and getting a 17-yard run out of it. Kind of hoping he got in for the touchdown, but he's about a yard short. So it will be first and goal from the 1. Hand off the low, lunges, and is in for the score.
Good line push that time. You know, he had to pick up about a yard and a half that time, and he did a good job of just putting his head down and picking up that yard and a half and going in for the touchdown.
Well, you like to say that. You don't want to be shut out at homecoming. You never want to get shut out, but especially at homecoming. And so Kearney Catholic will now try to tack on the extra point. And I think this is pretty much the first team extra point unit where they're going to kick. And kicking the ball is going to be Drew Butler. Fitzgerald can't handle the snap, has to scramble with it, and he's going to be swarmed under there.
Well, at least it's one thing, you know, bad snap, but it's kind of nice to see Drew Butler back in there, at least to attempt a field goal after coming off holding his shoulder and arm that one time. So at least he got back into the football game. And, you know, maybe something, you know, good at least came out of that.
And he's still rubbing that elbow just a little bit. So
yep.
I don't think he's 100%, but he's well enough that he can at least do that. We should point out that he wouldn't have been out there anyway that last possession
yep.
because they brought in the second-line players. So it's 31-6, 3:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. And we'll have the final throws of the game. We come back after this 30-second timeout.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
If the price of hearing aids concerns you, then you need to see ENT Physicians of Kearney. Our university-trained audiologists can customize your hearing aid products to fit your budget, lifestyle, and needs. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we are ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Miles Field, and Cambridge, it looked for a while, was going to kind of line up like they anticipated an onside kick,
And Kearney Catholic, you know, they do that kind of bunch-up play where they have, where they can just kind of do that squib and have that mob go after the football up the middle. But I don't anticipate you would do that after you had your second team playing their second team.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to line up you now and kick it away.
I would say that would be bad form if that happens. Yeah. And I think Cambridge realized that, too, because they dropped back a little bit sooner than even we discussed it. Butler will put his foot into it, has a high kick, and there is a flag on the play. It's going to be offsides, Kearney Catholic. So, well, that was a lot of fun. Let's go do it again.
Yep, we got a few young kids in there. They're pretty anxious to get downfield, try to make a play, and just got across the line of scrimmage line there before Drew Butler kicked the ball away.
Garden County 22, Creek Valley 8 at halftime, and on our sister station on Power 99, it's Pleasanton 28, Hampton 6. That's midway through the fourth quarter. Garing leads Lexington 20-0. That game in the fourth quarter. Crawford, big lead over Banner County, 44-6 in the first. Norris over Nebraska City, 35-12. Adams Central, 61. York, 7.
Oh, wow. You know, the score, just the margin of victory surprises me. But, wow, that's a good football team over there in Adams Central.
It is. And 61 points, that's impressive. So they'll be kicking off here, 5 yards deeper, and the kick will go on the far side over there to Kalen Farr. Didn't mean to do that. Farr bounces to the outside and is pulled down about the 40-yard line. It's one of those things I said, a kick on the far side. I had to mention that kid's name, so I looked down at his name and was like, okay. So when I mean pun not intended, I truly mean it. You're going to have to take me at my word here. 3:29 to go here in the football game. Cambridge will be sending in their second team offensive unit as well, so we'll see some new names, including a new quarterback in there, and that's going to be Dowen, Racy Dowen, I believe that's pronounced, and he'll hand the ball off to the first splash back through, and that's Caden Huxel. And Huxel, no room to run there at all, as pretty good line surge by Kearney Catholic.
Yep, both teams, like you said, got their JVs in there. He did a good job of getting what he could out of the play. You know, there's a good line surge by Kearney Catholic, 2 or 3 guys back there in the backfield at that point.
The Stars next week will hit the road again. They'll be traveling to our old neck of the woods, taking on the Southwest Rough Riders. So there's pizza in my future next Friday night. I don't know what you're doing, Don. You're driving the bus, and you'll be down there too. Yeah, if I go early enough, maybe we can get a little before.
There we go.
Timeout here for Cambridge. We're going to take it with them. There's 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout for the Trojans. It'll be 2nd and 10 when we come back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Welcome back to Miles Field. It's 2nd and 10. Handoff right up the middle here for Cambridge, brought down by the center of the Stars line. A little bit of action in there for everybody. In on the play for Kearney Catholic. Isaac Richter was in on it, so was Cody Brown. Some players we don't get a lot of opportunities to mention. They are able to pull down the mystery player, number 11, who was running the football.
Yeah, you know, like you said, it was just a gang tackle by about 7 or 8 guys in that time.
It's going to be 3rd, and boy, it's going to be a long 6, close to 7 here. Again, it's going to be 2 tight ends, wishbone formation. Dowen has to fall on the football at quarterback. Problem with the exchange, and so it's going to be a loss of a couple yards, and we'll see the punt team coming out here for Cambridge, and Kearney Catholic will send back Brett James. That number 88 jersey covers him from shoulder to navel. I mean, the numbers themselves are just all the way through there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, that number 88 moves pretty quickly, even though he's only 125 pounds and 5'4". He can move those feet pretty fast. And they're back in punt formation. Keegan Fitzgerald back there deep for the Stars as well. So is the snap over the punter's head. Who has to scramble and is going to be sacked. He tries to throw it, and it is complete for a ball to be down at the 20-yard line. Could have been a lot better just spiking the football, but in any event, the ball is going to be back at the 20-yard line. So Kearney Catholic, with a minute 18 to go in a football game, has a chance to get on the board again and make things look a little bit more respectable.
Yep.
Here in the game.
Yep, you know, it was just a bad snap over the head, and Kearney Catholic, you know, by the time he turned around, there was a host of Kearney Catholic people there.
This game has been a little one-sided as Cambridge leads 31-6 with a minute 18 to go. Not at all the case over at Foster Field, as it's now 17-all that game late in the fourth quarter. They might be heading to overtime as Southwest just scored against Kearney High. Handoff goes to Brett James. James tries to cut to the outside. He's going to be met there and pulled down at about the 14-yard line. So he'll gain about 6 on the play.
There, a nice little run by Brett James getting to the outside and picking up 6 yards that time. And, you know, just one of those quick handoffs, he's coming around then at the end and trying to pick up, you know, get around that corner.
And I don't think Kearney Catholic in this situation will be calling timeouts to score. I mean, maybe they would, and I don't think I'd really blame them here. But they certainly want to get some more points on the board, that's for sure. Put a man in motion. They fake the handoff. Give it to Lowe up the middle. Lowe is going to be pulled down inside the 10. And clock still moving here. 36 seconds, now 35. No, it stops at 36. As we do have a timeout. I think we get our answer. No, they're going to stop the clock to move the chains. That is enough for a first down. Gain of about 5 on the play.
Nice little run by Lowe that time. Picking up the first down. First and goal from the 10-yard line.
Clock moving again here. Stars break the huddle in a hurry. 23 seconds, 22, 21 as Clinch calls it out from the 10-yard line. He's under center. Going to pitch it to Lowe. Lowe has a guard out there trying to get the corner. Lowe is pulled down inside the 5 with 10 seconds to go. And I think Kearney Catholic is going to do the classy thing here and just let the clock expire, and that's going to do it for the football game. I do think that's the right thing to do under the circumstances. When you got a JV game like that, if you start calling timeout for that the other team gets upset at that sort of thing. So Stars call the timeout, and they only get one score in the game. And this one, a very one-sided affair, as Cambridge gets past the Stars. 31-6, and again, Kearney Catholic a little short staffed today, and I think even at full speed, Cambridge is a pretty tough football team to beat.
Yeah, you know, they would have, you know, it would have been probably a little different, but you know, Cambridge got a dang good football team, and you know, Jared Rinke makes up a lot for Kearney Catholic, but you know, Cambridge did a good job coming here with a good game plan, picking up, you know, 6-7 yards of whack in that first half, and just like you said, they ran about 33-34 plays in the first half, and that just waylays on you for that many plays in a row.
And with the varsity players out there, probably another 20 or so. So you get these guys, you know, pounding at you about 50, 55 times in a game, it wears on you.
Oh,
you just physically can't put up with that. Even though Cambridge is not as big as they've been in years past, still it is awfully tough to play defense when they're coming at you that many times and you get hit by Gus Peterson. You know, a fair number of those times as well. That will wear on you.
Yep, definitely. You know, and Gus, like you mentioned, Gus is a good running back, and he's got a pretty good line up there. And Eckberg does a great job of carrying out the fakes and so on and so forth. He does a really good job of those things, too. And Cambridge has got a real good football team.
They do have a real good football team. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have our post-game show brought to you by the good folks over at Misco Sports. We'll have the Misco Sports post-game show when we come back right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Miles Field as we'll take a look at some of the individual numbers and get you caught up on some scores as well. As Cambridge defeats Kearney Catholic, a final of 31-6 in the game. We'll give you some of the individual numbers here for Cambridge. Leading rusher tonight, a bit of a surprise, I guess, although they do distribute the ball around. Delvin Jackson finished with 91 yards on the night and also finished with, just double-check my numbers here, finished with 3 touchdowns on the evening as well. Ooh, knocked my glasses. It's a long fall from here with my glasses. You don't want to have that happen. So he finished with 3 touchdowns and 91 yards. Gus Peterson runs the ball for 84 yards on the night. And I think I'm really impressed with Hayden Ekberg, the quarterback here for the Cambridge Trojans. Finished with 48 yards rushing on the night. But what impresses me as much as anything is how well he runs that wishbone offense.
I agree, Randy. He does a great job of distributing the football. And he's probably got some certain reads he's got to look at when he holds the ball and then pulls it out at Gus Peterson and then runs the option. You know, he does a great job of looking over the defense and does a very good job of running this offense. And he's a very good football player.
I kind of left off my list Ethan Long. Long finished with about 10 yards on the night. Add that in. It's about 230 yards. It throws it off a little bit with some of those JV players out there, but about 230 yards on the ground tonight for Cambridge. And again, you know, run after run after run. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times 5. That's 40. We're right at 50, 52 carries tonight in the varsity play here for these two teams. Throw in a couple of passes. Ekberg did complete 2 or 3 passes for a total of 39 yards. Peterson had 15 yards in the air, and Cole Taylor also with a 24-yard reception as Cambridge scored on their first possession of the game for a 6-0 lead. They then scored with 44 seconds left in the second quarter for a 12-0 lead as Gus Peterson goes in from 19 yards out. Cambridge then got a good punt return to start, good kickoff return to start the second half. And then Jackson rumbled in from 26 yards later, first play from scrimmage of the second half. It was 18-0 at that point. And then later in the third, Jackson again, this time from 8 yards out. They do get the extra point as Anthony Rodriguez kicks it in, and that was 25-0 at that point. And then Hayden Ekberg capped things off, made it 31-0 with about 5 minutes to go in the football game. And then in the JV portion of our game that night, Alex Lowe was able to go in from 1 yard out, made it 31-6. That is our final score as homecoming ruined tonight for Kearney Catholic by the Cambridge Trojans.
Yep, you know, Cambridge reversed the roles last year. Kearney Catholic went down there to Cambridge and got a win down there, and then Cambridge comes up here and played Cambridge football, you know, from time they got the football to the end of the game. They just kept, you know, pounding at you with that wishbone attack and then eye formation attack and so on and so forth. And they just do a good job of, you know, wearing you down.
We have some scores for you, and then we'll check the numbers for Kearney Catholic after we take a big quick break here. Alma over Bertrand, 50-0. That game is a final 50-0 as the Cardinals over the Bertrand Vikings, and it wasn't that way back when we were kids. Adams Central, they were good back when we were kids. They win 61-7 over York. Anselmo Myrna, 52. Sumner Eddyville Miller, 26. That game's in the third. McCook, 28-0. That is a final over Hastings. And Silver Lake, 62. Kennesaw, 16. That is a final. And I have another update for you as well. A 70-yard touchdown pass caught by Albrecht for Kearney High. And with 30 seconds left, Kearney High takes the lead and wins the football game. According to this,
wild one as Kearney High wins 20-17 as Albrecht makes a late play for the Bearcats, an exciting game over at Foster Field, and a big win tonight for Kearney High in district play. A reminder that the Friday night scoreboard show will be on our sister station, Power 99, at the end of the Pleasanton-Hampton game, which is wrapping up, in fact, probably is over on our sister station. We're going to take a quick break, but first we have to remind you that you're listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Show. It's fall, and MISCO's can help you root for your favorite team. They have T-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, hats for the Huskers, Lopers, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, and MISCO's has plenty of other college and NFL hoodies to choose from. MISCO's is the headquarters for all you whistleblowers out there as well, from caps and socks, whistles and flags, shirts and knickers. They have everything you need to keep the game under control. MISCO Sports, downtown on the bricks. See them before the games begin, and we'll try to talk with Coach Galling as well as take a look at some final numbers as we continue the MISCO Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. A final in this one, Kearney Catholic falls to Cambridge. 31-6 is our final score. Let's check the individual numbers here for the Stars. And leading rusher tonight was Chris Kasnowski. Kasnowski finished with 57 yards on the night, and after that, you have to go a long way to find other numbers that look pretty good. Jared Ranke is one of the varsity players. Only ran the ball one time because of his injury. He didn't run the offense, didn't run much when he was in at quarterback. He had one carry for 1 yard. It was a quarterback sneak. Abe Clinch came in and played the entire second half and a little bit of the second quarter as well. Clinch actually was sacked three times and ends up losing 32 yards on the night. Keegan Fitzgerald had one carry for 27 yards. Alex Lowe carried the ball three times for 27 yards. And also a nice job running the football on a couple of plays by Brett James. James finished with 23 yards on the night. Lowe, Fitzgerald, and James combined for 77 yards. If you take away the 32 yards that Clinch lost with the sacks, Kearney Catholic finished with only a total of 103 yards on the night on the ground. And again, their passing attack was a little bit limited tonight because of the injury to Ranke, and you put in a freshman quarterback in there, but Clinch did have three completions that went for 46 yards and 49 yards for Ranke, so less than 100 yards in the air tonight for the Stars as well, as Kearney Catholic loses their first game of the year. They lose to the Cambridge Trojans, a final of 31-6. And joining us to talk about it is the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Dave Calling. And Coach, you played a very solid football team out there tonight. Cambridge is going to win a lot of football games. They're a big, strong, physical team out there.
Cambridge is a good football team. And we knew that coming in, and we knew they were going to smash mouth football, and that's exactly what they did. And got beat in the trenches.
A year ago, you guys were able to score early, get them out of their game. They played their style of football tonight.
And they did.
And it's something they've been doing for 30 years.
Yeah, like I said, they've been running the bone ever since I've heard of Cambridge. So So nothing new, nothing we didn't know was coming. We told the kids and told the kids, and like I said, we just got beat up front a lot. And
things to kind of snowball. I mean, offensively, there's some injuries, some other guys weren't available, this and that. And when your offense isn't out there very long, that's when that wishbone becomes very effective because they keep pounding on you, and pretty soon, you know, the heart might be willing, but the body might be just a little bit too weak facing that play in and play out.
Yeah, I agree.
And it just was one of those things that kind of snowballed on us this year, kind of like it snowballed on them 1 year ago. How do you try to stop that?
You know, the score before half would have been huge. We could have got some points before half, but taking no excuses. Like I said, Cambridge is a darn good football team, and they're going to win a lot of games. And we just need to, like I told the kids after the game, we need to shore some things up and fix some things. We're still lining up wrong a couple times that hurt us, and still not quite doing the things that we've been preaching. Like I said, if five kids are doing their thing and the rest of the team is doing what they were supposed to be doing, it doesn't work that way. We all got to be on the same page. And at times tonight, we weren't on the same page.
And again, if you play a good team like that, you know, it shows up.
Taking nothing. I mean, Cambridge is just darn good. And they have a great, darn good line and fired out. And like I said, getting beat in the trenches, and we got beat in the trenches tonight.
That being the case, again, they're a very talented football team up there, Cambridge, in the trenches. How much does it hurt not being able to really go with your normal game plan, and that is let Jared Rinke run around a little bit?
Well, Jared, you know, like I said, not having a Jared Rinke is tough because he can beat you a couple ways. He definitely can run the ball, and he can definitely throw the ball. So, you know, it hurts, but, you know, we go with what you got. And he kind of got re-injured here in the second series. And I couldn't go. And, you know, it's a long year. It's the fourth game of the year. And so Jerry's got a lot more football to play. And so, you know, using him any more than what we did would have been silly.
Yeah. And, again, it's a long-term process. And next week, you know, you hit the road, you get another opportunity. You probably haven't done much scouting at all at Southwest, but an opportunity to, you know, then go out there and take it to the Rough Riders.
Yeah, exactly. We got to shore some things up, and we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
All right, Dave, appreciate the time, and best of luck next week. We'll see you next week in Greater Bartley. Well, that's worth that. All right. So, Coach, appreciate the time. Once again, our final score in this one, 31-6. Don, it's tough loss, but you know, it's one of those things, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess. Oops, I should probably turn your mic on.
Yeah, and you got to look at it, too, You know, we got some young kids that got some playing time, you know, in case some things happen down the road, you can kind of, you know, put those guys in there. Abe Clinch played a pretty good football game. You know, like you said, we had, you know, there's times where, you know, maybe Jared would have been able to do something out there. But, you know, Abe did a pretty good job, you know, coming in and being a freshman and basically had one or two JV games under his belt, and that's all he's had.
And he did. He looked pretty darn good out there. We have some other scores for you, and we'll get the update, and we'll be wrapping things up here. Garden County over Creek Valley, 36-8. That's in the third. Sydney over Kimball, 22-0 at halftime. Hemingford, 46. Layton Zippo at the half. And the Loup City Red Raiders have a 6-0 lead over, it says Superior here. And Callaway over Elwood, 24-20. That is a final. And again, Pleasanton had a big lead against Hampton on our sister station on Power 99. That game, I'm sure, wrapping up as well. And the Friday night scoreboard show right after that. So any kind of last thoughts as we kind of go out of here? Again, you kind of lick your wounds a little bit. You go to the homecoming dance tomorrow, and you find the prettiest girl that you can out there, and you just move on with your life at this point.
Yeah, definitely. That's what they got to do is just, you know, watch a little bit of film, pick up some things that they need to work on, and then get ready to play Southwest next Friday night.
Yeah, you just kind of keep plugging away from here. For Don Lee, I'm Randy Bushker. Don, again, thanks for helping us out. We'll see you again next week.
Yep, thank you, and I appreciate it.
All right, once again, our final score, 31-6, as Kearney Catholic falls to Cambridge. We will have coverage of that game from Southwest for you next week right here on ESPN 1460. Until then, we'll say good night, everybody.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.